ladies and gentlemen, your attention please.
All right, listen up.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy
Tuesday.
Are you planning on listening to the radio?
Yes.
Hello?
Dad?
Yeah.
It's your son.
Oh.
How is the weather in Montana?
It's snowing and blowing and icy and cold and...
Oof. In June?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. The high is 83 degrees. Am I looking in the right thing?
The high is 83 today.
Really?
And it says it's sunny.
Huh. I'm leaving the house.
Oh, now I feel a lot better. Your mother just swatted a big mosquito and it splattered blood all over me.
Oh, okay.
Now we got all my neighbors they found frozen stiff and died.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Glenn Reinhart.
Are you kidding me?
Bob Collier froze to death.
What?
Then Sonny Smith.
Yeah.
He froze too.
We have a friend on Facebook who offered us some mountain lion, and my first thought was, That's just eating a cat.
Yeah.
Like, you're just eating a cat.
Actually, they're pretty good eating.
Oh, well.
I'll tell you the story about Mom and I went over to Bill. House for dinner, and we were having mountain lion.
No, I haven't heard this story.
And that was, who named was that?
Hey, Beth, whose house did we go to have a mountain lion?
Oh, Kadoo.
Oh, Kadoo.
Oh, Kadoo. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we went over there, and I knew what we were eating. And we all sat down and started eating and everything, and I could hardly choke it down.
Oh,
Mom had three helpings.
I thought Mom did?
Yeah, we had to fire them because they're insane.
Let's get this radio show started.
Let the dancing begin.
Scary to hear that.
Yeah.
My future, guys. Hear the whole interview with my dad. Go to our podcast. It's on demand right now. If you're listening on the app, Star 88, you can download it right there on your smartphone. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:08 in the a.m.
Hi, today, stupid. 101, my friends.
It got pretty hot yesterday, didn't it?
Oh, gosh. It was dreadful yesterday.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, it was supposed to only be 98 degrees, and it climbed over 100.
Oof.
Today, they're saying it's only going to be 101, which means it'll be about 105.
Wow.
But, dude, I was just rocking this story out of Phoenix, and we shouldn't complain. We were just there, and it was like 100, 105, right? 110,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Weather forecast for Phoenix suggests temperatures could reach 120 degrees today.
It's going to be the hottest summer yet.
Wow, yeah. 120 today?
That is higher than the operating temperature of some airplanes. Therefore, American Airlines actually announced they were canceling flights scheduled to take off from Sky Harbor Airport. That's where we were at.
Huh.
Our hotel was right by Sky Harbor Airport.
I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Gosh. Yeah, it'll only affect regional flights on smaller Bombardier CRJ airliners because they have a maximum operating temperature.
It'll melt the tires.
Of 118 degrees, dude.
Now, man, it says right here it'll melt the tires. Planes can't take off because the tires actually melt.
Oh, gosh. That is so hot.
It's very hot. 120 degrees.
Yeah. These are the problems that many countries in the Middle East have. This is serious. Or high-altitude airports in South America. Which is why they can only do, like, night flights. No kidding. 120 degrees. The crazy thing is the all-time record for temperatures in Phoenix is 122.
122?
Hottest day in Phoenix.
Wow.
June 26, 1990, it hit 122 degrees.
It says here the highest temperature in Arizona's record history was 128 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting. Yeah, this is all-time record for Phoenix.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah.
Whew.
How disgusting is that, man?
Yeah, that's pretty gross. That's ugh. No, thank you. It's funny, we were talking to your sister when we were there, and your brother-in-law, and they were saying, you just don't leave the house.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying. Nobody does anything in Phoenix until 8 p.m. when it finally gets under 100 degrees. Yeah,
jump in your car, and wherever you're going, you're usually going into some place. So it's not like, I mean, who really goes outside anymore? Nobody does. Ugh. Nobody goes outside.
Whatever, we're like knee deep in All-Stars, so the boys have practice yesterday from 4 to 6.
Yeah, how does
the morning
that work
and the afternoon?
Phoenix?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do they cancel
indoor facilities?
Do they cancel sports for kids if it gets over
I doubt
like
it.
110?
I know my nephews, they played baseball and they were at the Royals hitting facility, like the Kansas City Royals, because you know, they have spring training out there. So they have gorgeous baseball facilities out there. So, yeah, no, they're probably good. Makes you mad.
Yeah. That's, oof.
That's why when you're planning out which tournament to go to, it's like, do you want to win it? Go to Denver, because they have snow and can't play that much.
Right?
If you go to Phoenix, you better be prepared for some serious competition.
Well, let's
they
check
play
in.
Year-round.
Let's check in with the So Hot Weather Phone and see really how hot it's going to be today.
Thank you for calling the Weather Phone. It is so hot. Tom Cruise has a new movie out called The Melty. Oof. It is so hot. Optimus Prime just transformed into an air conditioner. It is so hot. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Slurpees. Okay. Thank you for calling the Weather Phone.
That's hot, guys.
Don't even.
That is hot. Stay indoors. Get a portable air conditioner and just carry it around with you wherever you go.
I'm starting to believe in global warming, man. It's so hot.
It's so real, guys. 585 Live, if you'd like to debate us on that.
Now somebody's going to get mad because they're going to be like, wait, you don't believe in this?
Good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Man.
Dex and Steve-O. We're live all the way to 10 a.m. this morning. We got a big show planned for you guys.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to discuss a group in Colorado. They're collecting signatures for a measure that would make it illegal for kids under the age of 13 to own a cell phone.
Whoa.
Is this a good idea?
Oh, man. Collect my ciggy, bro. Collect it.
You put your name down?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, none of your kids have a phone.
They don't.
Which is a good thing.
Jack was so bummed, dude. Last Friday, he went to a nerd camp.
Nerd camp?
I don't know what it's called. At CNM, he went to camp to learn how to build
a
website.
Oh,
yeah.
A website?
Jeez. You know, 13 built-in websites. I'm like, yes, go to this camp. And he said at one point they were doing an exercise, and it was like, all right, well, take out your cell phone. And there were kids younger than him even, and everybody pulled out a cell phone except him.
Oh, are you kidding?
Only one in class.
Oh, my gosh.
And
poor Jack.
Sorry, dude. But
every kid had one.
Back in my day, I couldn't have a cell phone until I could afford to pay for it.
Is that what you told Jack? Is that the come on.
It's true, man. I had a job.
Get him a flip phone.
I worked
phone.
At Dion's.
Get him
so
a flip
that I could
phone.
Pay for the service every month.
Get him that
myself.
Phone.
Myself.
Get him that phone where he can call like four people. He probably got bullied.
He didn't get by nerds.
Get him a fake phone at least so he can pull it out and act like he has one.
No, that's even worse,
no,
dude.
No, it's not. Poor Jack. Your kids.
No, not even a little bit.
Not allowed to watch SpongeBob. They don't have cell phones. What is happening? My kids, on the other hand, are incredible kids, and I do the exact opposite of what you and Chrissy do with your kids, so I don't know. I don't know if I buy into how you guys are raising your kids.
You can't have a cell phone. Ask him how many times he's been to Disneyland, and then tell him to shut up. How many times you been to Disneyland, kid? You know how many of your friends have been to Disneyland that many times? Zero of them, because we love life experiences with family. So we choose to spend our money on things like that.
I will say, it's
how many
it's
Major League Baseball games have you been to? Yeah? Cool, man.
Yeah. You start adding on people to your cell plan.
Whew.
Mm-hmm.
It gets, before you know it, you're spending $400 or $500 a month just on cell phones.
Just threw up in my mouth.
It's crazy. You got to be careful.
I know.
I think that's the real reason. You guys just don't want to spend the money.
Right. Obviously. It's not that I don't think he can handle it.
Oh, wow. See, I thought that was the reason.
No, dude. He just doesn't need one.
I'm kind of waiting to see what happens because my oldest son, Caleb, he's almost 16, and he came to me and said, Dad, I want a job. Been down this road before in the past.
Yeah.
And I actually found him a job, and he pulled weeds, and it lasted maybe 3 weeks, and he made me a little over $100. Except it was work, and he finally was like, I don't know. He was 13 at the time, and he gave up on that after 3 weeks. So now he's almost 16, and he said, I'm old enough to now get a job. And I said, okay, well, we live really close to a bunch of businesses, lots of fast food restaurants. You could walk across the street and get a job. And he said, oh, how do I do that? I'm like, just watch a YouTube video, bro, and you can figure it out.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that, but I said, all I got to do is walk in and ask for an application, fill it out, or some places will probably say, you know, go online and fill out an application. So I'm kind of waiting to see if he actually takes the initiative and does it. Because I'm not going to drive him around. If he wants a job, go get a job. You know?
Yeah.
Go get a McJob.
Remember, the storm is calling you out, bro. Quote, all my kids have cell phones, end quote. Hey, Dex, how much of that paycheck do you have left?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Always talk about being broke.
I don't pay for the cell phone.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, I guess
gosh.
It comes out in the wash because Nana Jo, my mother-in-law, lives with us. And so she actually, instead of paying rent, will pay utilities and cell phones.
Oh.
Landon doesn't have a cell phone yet, though. But he's getting one because all my kids got one when they started the sixth grade.
But she's not paying rent.
Right. So it comes out in the wash, I guess.
Man.
Yeah.
So you're right.
You're right. You're right.
Also, Jesse just sent us in a really rad logo for us this morning. He made.
Oh, that's really cool.
He made a really cool Disney villain Morning Invasion logo.
What's his name?
Jesse.
Jesse. That's great.
Yeah, dude. Jesse's cool. Jesse's the one that dropped off the cereal for me.
Okay.
That I took home and ate.
Did you eat it?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'd never had the peanut butter one before. No, I was thinking, ugh, peanut butter cereal. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I tried finding Frankenberries at the grocery store.
Oh, it's not time yet.
Oh.
It's June, man.
Wait, they only come out the seasonal?
Yeah, it's like Halloween time.
Oh, so they're just making them now?
Probably to prepare for Halloween, yeah.
Wow.
What? They come out in like, it's not year-round, is it? It's like October. Because I got married in October,
no idea.
I lost my mind and seriously scanned all the Frankenberry.
And I never had Frankenberry.
Wait, what?
Ever.
Oh, dude.
No. When he brought the box in, I had never seen that cereal before.
Wait, you've never seen Frankenberry?
I don't know. I just never have.
Count Chocula? Booberry?
Sure, I've had that, but I've never had Frankenberry.
What about Booberry?
Yeah, Booberry.
But you've never had Frankenberry?
Right?
It's the best one.
I don't know.
As I get older, I don't know. I'm now trending more Count Chocula, maybe. I don't know. The strawberries kind of throw me off.
Yeah.
Frankenberry's good, man. That's my joke.
I never really got into any of those, so maybe that's why I never went to
the Frankenberry. When I was a kid, dude, No. Yeah.
Cocoa Krispies is my jam.
Cocoa Krispies?
Yeah. The milk turns into chocolate milk.
Yeah, no, I got it.
So good. I love it. Just let it soak in there. It's chocolate milk.
Oh, man.
It's so good. What was I going to say? Oh, speaking of logos, Steve and I are both sporting the new Morning Invasion t-shirt.
Yeah! Not planned!
And I'm wearing the gray one today so I can show these bozos here why I didn't want the gray, because I'm already sweating right now.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can feel the pit stains are just
soaking. We're
going to
do an hourly pit check, all right? We'll do a pit stop every hour. Just to see how our pits are doing, facebook.com/star88fm, because we're both sporting the gray one today.
I'm soaked right now.
We'll see. So people were asking, like, well, how does it deal with pit stains? Like, I don't know. We'll find out today.
I didn't want the gray, guys.
Experiment, guys. We're doing an experiment today. I'll bet you that's going to be fine. I brought mine home yesterday, and they were kind enough to make special ones for Brody. So Brody
that's cool.
He would not take it off, man.
Yeah.
It's like a dress on him. It went down like past his knees. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He sported that. We went to baseball yesterday. He wore that. We went everywhere we went yesterday.
I love that.
Just sporting his new Morning Invasion t-shirt.
Is Brody into wearing costumes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun age.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I posted photos of our Morning Invasion t-shirt on my Instagram at Steve O Jeets, StevoJeets. And he's wearing an Iron Man costume like throughout.
I love
He's either wearing the mask or he's got the gloves or he's, yeah.
That's great.
So remember the Starmy said, my best friend slash roommate works at General Mills. We got some Frankenberry. So they're stoked. They have Frankenberry at their house.
Oh, I got to try this Frankenberry.
Nice.
It tastes like strawberry.
Huh?
Strawberries with
I like strawberries.
Okay.
That's, yeah. I'm down.
And then blueberries like blueberries. Get it? Man, this image is so cool, guys.
Yeah, that's
Jesse made
cool.
us a really cool image.
Thanks for doing that, Jesse.
How come I'm like a foot shorter than you,
Wait
though?
A second. That's to represent like us?
I thought so.
What? Wait a second.
You're the bear.
But the bear is really fat.
He's a bear.
Well.
You're not fat.
Do I look like that?
Bears.
Yeah, I guess.
It was because it was reminiscent of...
Jesse, I need you to redo this.
No,
okay,
no.
I need you to make the bear a little bit skinnier.
He heard us talk about our favorite Disney villain songs. And he wants to make me a voice actor, by the way.
Well, if you get to be a voice actor, I get to be one.
Actually, guys, yesterday...
We got to be one.
Yesterday, we got to be one. We got a commercial for another station. And we had to play dogs.
Can I play some of this?
Can you?
I can pull it up.
I don't know. Is it the raw audio?
Yeah. I got the raw audio, guys.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we had to play a dog.
Hey, Spike, I didn't know you stayed here at VI Pets when your human is out of town.
Well, Fido, why would I stay at a more expensive one-star kennel cage where I'm treated like an inmate instead of a guest?
Wow.
That was...
Well, Fido.
That was quality right there.
Yeah.
Well, Fido.
Gosh, so great. So great! I love everything about that.
Yeah. You know, it's all about finding your voice, you know?
Uh-huh.
I feel like if you have to change your voice, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, well, be natural.
Fido.
Well, Fido.
See, I was like, hey, Spike! I'm the Scrappy Dog.
Whoa,
hey, all right, buddy. We're excited. There's like a really rad dog place here in town. Man,
beautiful.
I thought I did a good job.
Oh, yeah. You'll be hearing that once very soon, guys. Very soon.
Not on this station.
Oh, okay. But, you know. All right. Let's, before we go to break, let's talk about this family who no longer has to pay for their child if they want to go somewhere on a plane because a woman flying from Saudi Arabia to India, she went into labor at 35,000 feet on Sunday.
Okay.
Crew members and a paramedic who was on board delivered the baby. He was a preemie, but he and his mom both doing fine. The airlines... I guess if you give birth on an airplane, some airlines will give that kid free flights for life.
What?
Yeah. If you're pregnant right now, just start booking your to find out which ones do it. Jet Airways is one of the biggest airlines in India. They fly to about 20 different countries, including several cities in Europe and North America. So he'll be able to travel the world if he wants to. We've seen stories like this before, but airlines don't usually offer a lifetime of free tickets. It happened once last year when an airline based in Libya gave a kid free flights for life. And an airline in Malaysia did it back in 2009. And there was a story last summer about an airline in the Philippines that gave a little girl 1 million frequent flyer miles after she was born on a flight from Dubai to Manila. It's beautiful in Manila. So, find out which ones do it. And if you're Prego and you're about ready to give birth, just start
flying, man. That would be pretty scary, though. If you
I'm like, I don't know.
35,000 feet up and
could be
you go into labor.
Ugh.
Yeah, free plane tickets for life. That's
going to be amazing when that kid gets old.
Yeah, but that could ruin your trip, man. Where are you flying to? What were you planning? Or are you just trying to catch flights in hopes of getting, you know, thrown into labor?
Yeah.
30,000 feet.
Yeah, as a parent,
weird experience.
You're happy for your new child that he gets free flights for life, but what about you?
Yeah.
What about mom and dad?
Yeah, mom and dad, they're going to pay a lot of money for that baby.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hospital bills? Well, I guess if you're having a baby on a flight, you don't have to pay hospital bills.
Yeah, but healthcare over there is way different. I mean, they don't have to pay a dime, man.
Over where?
Over in India. I have no idea what it's like in India. No idea.
They probably wish they had healthcare.
You're probably right.
You're a jerk. You're
probably right. You know, Saudi Arabia to India. So I don't know. Does it say? They don't say where they're from.
Okay.
But maybe Saudi Arabia.
Dude, shout out to Jesse. We posted the photo of the Morning Invasion Disney villain logo. Facebook.com/Star88FM. I posted it there. That's really cool, man.
Slim me down, bro.
No, whatever.
Slim me down a little bit.
You're wearing a beanie. You always wear beanies. I'm laughing. I got my cool hair in my face. And I think I'm a hyena.
You're a hyena.
Well, I mean, come on. Be prepared. That's the greatest Disney villain song of all time.
585 Live if you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live. You can go to our Facebook page. Go and like us. Star88FM. And you can watch and listen to the show, be a part of it. What do we got? We got some headlines on the way. 5 cool words that can make you sound old. And a local story on the way. An Albuquerque homeowner tapes up a man for breaking into his home. That's an incredible story.
Dude.
And is the fidget spinner fad? Is it slowly dying? We'll talk about that.
I hope so.
And we'll be right back. Hang out.
What's going on in the news today?
French terrorism police are investigating what they describe as a kamikaze-style attack on Paris's famed Champs-Élysées. They say a man attempted to crash a vehicle carrying an explosive into a police van. The assailant is dead.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Muslim men detained after the 9/11 attacks can't sue top law enforcement officials.
The president and the first lady welcomed Panama's president and his wife.
Triple-digit heat is scorching the desert southwest, highs around 120 or higher.
Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Tim Cook of Apple, and Eric Schmidt of Google's parent company Alphabet work out ways to improve the quality of digitally enabled government services.
In Georgia, voters head to the polls for a special election on a key House congressional seat.
3 cold weather sports are coming together under one logo. The U.S. ski, snowboard, and freestyle ski teams will now be part of one team.
Bad news for those summer barbecues. A new report from Dalhousie University suggests the price of meat will increase more than previously expected.
This just in. Stay inside.
Yeah.
They're reporting people are actually catching on fire when they leave their house.
What?
Yeah. 635.
High today of 101 degrees.
120 in Phoenix.
The roads are absolutely clear because everybody's like, nope. Staying in. No accidents to report. There's some roadway construction. Reducing things to one lane, 12th Street. That's over between Indian School Road and Manal. Also up on Central Avenue between Wantabo and Tramway. The left lane is closed there for some road construction. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
If you go to our Facebook page, you can watch the show. You can check out our new Morning Invasion t-shirts.
Yeah!
If you want one, they're only $500.
T-minus 25 minutes till pit stop number one.
Oof. Guys, wait till you see the pit stains that I got
cooking right now in this
it
gray
is warm.
T-shirt.
I will say it's warm in studio right now.
I am sweating.
It is warm in here.
I told these guys, please don't get the gray because I sweat. I can't wear gray t-shirts.
I believe in you.
Wait, just wait for it. I kind of want to show. Whoa.
Missed
whoa.
It. Oh, man, you already got...
Man, I'm cooking right now, guys.
You really are.
I'm cooking.
You aren't kidding. Let's see how I'm doing. Pretty good.
Wow.
Look at that.
Look at the difference. Okay, I'm just kidding. Look, are you kidding me with that? Look at how embarrassing that is.
Okay.
Why would I ever wear a gray t-shirt, Heidi? Explain that one to me, Heidi.
I didn't realize that's a real thing. You really...
Yeah. And we just started the show.
Yeah.
I've been here since 3, but whatever.
Wow.
It's really hot.
Looks like the Batman logo under your...
It kind of does.
Under your shirt.
It's like a really fat bat.
Fat man logo.
It's a fat man logo, guys.
Shout out to Matt, who chimed in on Facebook Live and says he's giving a shout out this morning to all the brothers and sisters who work outside like he does. Man, the heat is no joke. Not talking about the Miami Heat, because they kind of are a joke right now, because they lost lost the big 3. Remember the Starmy said the heat is no joke. You know what? The heat kills more people in the U.S. every year than tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes.
It's because people don't hydrate. And I think a lot of that is old people.
Mm.
I saved an old lady one time. It was like the middle of summer, and the kids and I were outside playing on the lawn, and my kids were super little at the time. And I see this poor lady. She was just barely moving. Like, she was moving like a snail speed. And she gets up to us. It took her about 20 minutes just to walk like 20 yards. And she gets over to us, and I said, "Ma'am, can I help you?" She clearly wasn't going to make it. She was sweating. She was probably 90 years old. Right. And all she wanted to do was walk to the store. Because she's thinking, you know what? The store's not that far from my house. I can do this. She would have never have made it. Poor thing would have collapsed and died. I think that's why that happens. A lot of old people think they can go out and go for their little walk.
We need to start new campaigns for old people. Like... hydrate or prepare your estate.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Hydrate or seal your fate.
I like that.
What are some other ones?
Hydrate or fluctuate.
I don't know.
Hi, guys. Dex and Steve-O. We want to remind you it's hot today. So when you're going outside, make sure... you drink water?
Mm.
Steve-O, go ahead.
Old people, listen. You've been on this earth a lot longer than we have. You know some things. You've got that wrinkly skin, man. It takes a lot of work to take care of that wrinkly skin, including water.
Sorry about that.
Today, I want you to hydrate or say bye to your mate.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one.
I felt like that was stronger than or seal your fate.
Yeah.
Or prepare your estate. They all rhyme. I should have gone into marketing.
Yeah, that's good. I'm writing all this down right now, guys.
Matt says, hydrate or nitrate?
That was really good. Good job, Matt. Hydrate or nitrate? We'll come up some more.
Yeah. By the way, somebody said no joke. I had a childhood friend pass away because he was working outside and did not hydrate enough in the heat. Please do not take hydration lightly.
No, sir, we're not at all.
Whoa, no, I know. Not. Are you kidding me? My son plays baseball outside. They have practice twice a day every day right now. And I'm like, dude. So we have like giant jugs full of water because, yeah, dude, I know. It's very, very serious. So serious that Phoenix canceled flights today, guys. We mentioned this. Temperatures could reach 120 degrees today in the Phoenix area. So some flights out of Sky Harbor are being canceled because airplane operating conditions, about 118 degrees.
Boy, it sure is a hot one today, huh?
Phoenix, 120.
Oof.
An American Airlines statement provided to the Arizona Republic newspaper said the jet should be fine up to 126 to 127 degrees, a little higher than what's expected. So their bigger aircrafts, like the Boeing 747s, have not been affected by the Phoenix heat yet. However, the Death Valley National Park Service has issued a warning to visitors to avoid hiking after 10 a.m. And, man, there are forecasts for the aptly named Furnace Creek in Death Valley, California, with some areas expecting new temperature records today.
Wow.
It is going to be, yeah.
Man, that's crazy, man. Let's check in with Sarah. She's out in Phoenix right now. Sarah, how hot is it?
Lord, I want to ask you why. Why today? Why is Satan winning this battle, this war? We gonna come together, everybody. The devil in Arizona. Amen. We need prayer. Right. We need everybody to come together. And we need everybody to pray. I don't care what state you in. I don't care what degrees you have in. Arizona needs some prayer.
But how hot is it, Sarah?
Arizona needs some help. Because it's hot. It's hot and some of us can't take it no more.
Why don't you just get back on the
you
plane?
You see this wind? You see my shirt flopping around. It's still hot out here. And I still got to walk.
Well, you wanted to go.
Lord, we need you. Okay. We need you.
Wow, Sarah's just...
Oh, Sarah? Okay.
I think sometimes when you, like, when you're dehydrated, you can start, you, like, hallucinate.
Hydrate or hallucinate.
Ooh, that's good. Writing that one down.
Katrina says, hydrate and be great.
What?
David said, hydrate or fluctuate.
I said that one already.
Yeah. I don't understand what that means. Hydrate or you die, mate. Hydrate or discombobulate. I love the star me. Hydration or dead racing. You pick. I love you, Starmie. The members of the Starmie are so witty. How about this one? Drink or become extinct. That's Diego in Santa Fe.
That's a good one.
Guys, we really need to jump on this campaign because people don't take it serious enough. If you notice, boom!
Yeah.
Look at the size of this water bottle.
That's so big.
40 ounces. I drink two of these during the morning show, which is probably why every time we go to break, I am racing to pee.
Yeah. And sometimes when he leaves the studio, I'll like take my shirt off and I'll wring the sweat into his water bottle. Because look at it. Look at how hot it is in the studio right now, guys. If you are looking on Facebook Live right now, you can see my pit stains, Heidi.
Yeah.
My pit stains. And yes, I'm flexing right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm not flexing at all. I'm just got big muscles.
Diego from Santa Fe chimed in and said, looking forward to standing for the morning invasion again at Freedom Celebration this year.
It's
both days.
Hot.
He'll be the big dude in the red shirt again. Not the same shirt, though. So, nice.
Well, that's good to know.
He stood last year when it was like, who all knows the morning invasion? Diego, I hate to break it to you, but I don't think I'm going to say that again because I was told, hey, maybe not ask the crowd questions they can't answer.
Boo!
Yeah.
Yep.
Because Diego was our boy and everybody else was eating peanuts.
Yeah, nobody really pays attention to us.
Hydration or deterioration? Hydration and exfoliation. See, there's a positive one. Your skin looks great when you hydrate.
Yeah. Also, Matt, thank you. This is a good reminder. We have to remind people, please do not leave your pets, children in your car.
I saw a video yesterday on Facebook of somebody smashing a window and saving a dog. And it was like, that poor puppy, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pit. And they pulled him out. And he was just, and oh, man, they were like trying to get water into his mouth as fast as possible. It's like, God bless you. I don't care about that stupid window.
Seriously.
You break that window.
Break the window. Yeah. If it's going to be 100 degrees today, that means inside your car that's parked, it's probably going to get up to 150, 175 degrees.
Yeah.
Anything that's alive will be dead very, very soon. So please do not leave your dog in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt. Good news. Breaking news. Keep an eye out. Parking lot for children or pets left in vehicles. All right, moving on. Sorry. Okay. Carrie Fisher broke my soul into a billion pieces when she passed away. I love her. She was my childhood first crush. Mm. She's Princess Leia. She broke my soul into even more pieces when last Friday the coroner revealed that she died of several factors.
Were you pretty surprised by this?
I wasn't, but honestly, I was talking to my wife about this yesterday, and it really did break me down because, man, this makes me angry. You know, recently we lost Chris Cornell. I was so mad, just so mad when people waste a life.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher died of several factors, including sleep apnea, heart disease, and really important here, drug use. No singular cause of death could be determined. That may be accurate, but it's only part of the story because here's the thing, man. The full toxicology report has been released, and Carrie Fisher had cocaine, opiates, alcohol, all in her system when she went into cardiac arrest on the plane back in December. Also, trace amounts of heroin,
wow,
morphine, codeine,
what?
Oxycodone, ecstasy. Did I mention she was a smoker? She was also on antidepressants and an antihistamine.
Wow.
Guys, that's stupid.
That's insane.
Now, here's the thing. That would sound like this crazy, insane drug cocktail, but she didn't down them all right before her flight. It's just that the exposure to cocaine came within 3 days of the flight. She had remote exposure to ecstasy, although it's unclear what that means. So that could have been days, weeks, who knows? They also couldn't determine how long ago she took the heroin, although it doesn't remain in your system too terribly long, at least not nearly as long as cocaine. So it was within 3 days before the flight. Carrie's brother Todd said, unfortunately, none of this was a surprise. Quote, if you want to know what killed her, it's all of it.
Wow.
End quote.
Isn't there a reality show coming out on, it's Showtime or HBO with Carrie and her mom?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a preview for it and it looked really good. And honestly, she, to read all of that right now, she didn't seem like she would be on.
Well, you go all the way back to Star Wars New Hope, 1977. She was 18 years old. And I remember reading, she was this kid on set and everyone around her was doing cocaine. I mean, she was exposed at a very early age.
Sure. But how old was she when she died? She was 60s?
Yeah. Oof. I mean, this is why it's so important to talk about things like this, because you're exposed to something early on and you've got a choice to make. It's so much easier to say no in the beginning than it is when you're 5, 10, 15 years down the road of an addiction. It's not to say that it can't be broken, because we do know. Scripture talks about this greatly, man. There's no temptation that has overtaken you that is not common to man. But God is faithful, and with each temptation, he will provide a way out, you know? And so we know that God is faithful, that you can, not in your own strength, but, man, through the Lord, kick those things. Because, sadly, I had a pretty gnarly road with drug use and different things in the past. And thank God, man, I able to knock those things out of my life. But
yeah,
it's always heartbreaking,
man.
Do you have
an addictive personality?
Yeah,
but it's not,
I think so. But on the flip side, I'm like, but because I was a smoker as well.
Yeah.
Sorry guys. I was, starting in like high school, mid school actually was when the first time I was exposed to it. But really in high school is when I really started smoking, and on my wedding day, so back in 2002, I said, you know what? I got to kick this because I don't want this in my marriage, and I don't want to. And so on my wedding day, it was like, hey, wedding gift, never going to smoke again.
And that was it.
Literally, it was like cold turkey that day, because I had something greater after that. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, so yeah, it was easy for me to knock it off. So I do, but I have an addictive personality, but I don't know. If I don't want to do it, I have the willpower to just be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, But man, that doesn't mean everybody's like that, because we know that, like, especially when you're talking drugs like cocaine, these are chemicals that you're placing in your body that alters your body, man. Yeah. And then your body needs them. That's thus withdrawals, thus everything that you're going through. However, I will say, with any amount of withdrawal, after a certain period of time, it just becomes selfishness. You know, you've got that like window where it's chemical and your body's craving it. But if you get through those withdrawals after 72 hours and you know, you're quote right as rain, then it becomes, that's when addiction kicks in and it's just selfishness in you and wanting it.
Right.
Because you flushed it out, you know, so. And before people get mad at me because they're like, no, because I have a cousin who, dude, trust me, I know from experience.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And like you said, everybody's different.
Yeah. Everyone is different.
And everybody's body's different too. Absolutely. Some people can do drugs once and they die.
Yeah.
You know, others like Carrie, she probably, maybe, we don't know this for sure, but she could have done drugs like that pretty consistently all the way up into her 60s.
Right.
And the human body's incredible. You can abuse that thing. Some can abuse their body like crazy, but others not so much.
Man,
that's what I was always scared of. That's why I kind of stayed away from drugs,
which is good,
is because I was scared if I did it one time I would have a heart attack
because
and
there
die.
Are those stories as well.
Yeah,
you hear about that kid at the party that did this thing that was laced with this once and gone, you know. And it's like, man, don't mess around with this stuff, guys.
It's not worth it.
I'm still angry. I know it sounds stupid, but I'm angry that Carrie Fisher's dead. I'm angry about that. They're in the middle of making more Star Wars movies. Right. She had this giant role in Episode 9 that the story was supposed to be focused on her, centered around her, and they had to completely change the movie because she is dead. She was selfish. Did I mention cocaine, ecstasy, heroin, morphine, codeine, oxycodone? These were all within her system.
That's
unbelievable.
Crazy.
Also, cocaine, opiates, and alcohol.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's really unfortunate and frustrating because it's preventable. You know, stuff like that. It wasn't like a freak accident or, these are things that can be prevented.
Right.
We'd like you to be around people, which is why, getting back to hydration, we got a lot of people chiming in.
So important, guys.
Drink some water or be 6 feet under. That doesn't really rhyme, Adam. I mean,
it's kinda, not bad though.
It's not. You'll be badder if you fill your bladder. What?
I like that one a lot. You'll be badder if you fill your bladder.
No, I like this one way better, Katrina. Fill your bladder because you matter. That's a pretty good one. That's a keeper.
Yep.
That's a keeper. Gosh.
Yeah, we're trying to come up with some really cool slogans.
Drink some water or be led to the slaughter.
Yeah.
It's a member.
It's another one.
Hydrate or inebriate.
No, I mean. 585 Live if you want to text in.
Dry lips sink ships.
Huh.
How about this one? This one's great. Just because you look like a prune doesn't mean you have to feel like one. Please hydrate.
Oh, that's a good one.
Members of the Starmy, this morning, you are phenomenal.
Whoa.
Oh. Okay. Hydrate or dissipate. Feel free to drink from the hose so that you don't decompose. That's good. I wish I hadn't blown it. Yeah. Somebody else reminded us that she had just gotten the role as Princess Leia, you know, a couple years previous, and she had to lose all that weight. And unfortunately, a lot of people turn to drug use in order to lose that weight.
Yeah.
So it could be that she had kicked it and then came back around to it when,
Ugh.
Yep. Tempe chiming in saying, Steve-O, thank you for the real talk. We could use more of this always. Thanks, Tempe. It's true. It stinks, man. I've lost too many friends to stupidity.
Most of us listening right now, we all, I'm sure, have a loved one. Somebody that we were close to that died from doing drugs.
Or just trashed their life. You know what I mean?
Just wasted their life.
And I don't want to say worse than that because obviously, you know, it is appointed for man to die once and after that comes the judgment we hear in scripture, right? So we know that we only get one shot at this life, but then we know those that have just trashed it through drug use or whatever, you know? And yeah, man, come on, man. H2O before you go, you know?
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like that. H2O is the way to go. That's good. Everybody's rhyming H2O right now. H2O or you'll go.
Hey,
ho. Everybody got the same idea.
H2O.
That.
Hey, ho.
Make your pee clear and have no fear.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Because when you drink a lot of water, it's almost like, I could drink this probably.
Right.
Waterworld style.
Waterworld?
Oh, this one's good. Hydrate, for God's sake.
Next.
That one's great, man. Stormy, y'all are coming out of the woodwork this morning, and it has just been phenomenal. Okay, I don't know if this one's good, because if anything, it's going to draw out fears from tap water, but faucet water mutated your daughter. I feel like that one might not be a good slogan when we're trying to get people to drink water.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
You got to hydrate, guys. Got to hydrate. It's going to be 101 degrees today in the Albuquerque metro area and looking around the country. California, it's going to be 104, 105. Death Valley, they're talking about record-breaking heat today. Phoenix had to cancel some flights because it's going to be up in the 120s. So...
Yeah, it's so hot, guys. Let's check in with the So Hot Weather Phone.
Thank you for calling the Weather Phone. It is so hot, North Korea just tested a long-range popsicle.
Oh.
It is so hot, NBC started a new show called America's Got Heat Stroke. It is so hot, Donald Trump just tweeted something about cold Fei-Fei. Thank you for calling the Weather Phone.
That was... Man, hydrate, get your life straight. Boom!
So hot today, guys.
It is, guys. Hydrate or don't wake up ever again.
Okay.
Thanks, Zach.
I love Matt. Look at Aquaman. He drinks a lot of water, and he's a super cool superhuman.
Thank you, Matt. Oh, man.
It's very true. We got to take a break, guys. While we're on a break, everybody go drink a glass of water, okay? That's your homework right now. 585 Live if you want to text in, or you can go over to Facebook Live. You can watch us. You can listen to the show. You can be a part of it with us. Leave a comment. We'll be right back. New Paramore, Hard Times. Star 88, good morning.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, Steve-O. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is 7-Eleven.
Not excited for the wind today, because it's crazy hot and gonna make us pay. It's gonna be terrible, guys.
Windy and
just
hot.
If you can stay inside, because it's not like it's a cool wind. It's not like it's just gonna be nice and chill. If anything, yeah, I mean, 10-mile-an-hour winds, not a whole lot, but... You know, 102 degrees, that's no fun. By the way, tomorrow, it's getting worse. 104, Thursday, 106.
100,
is that just climbing.
What's the record here in Albuquerque?
For what? Which day?
For heat.
For any day of the year?
What's the hottest it's ever gotten in Albuquerque?
I mean, you can't ask me something like that, like, without being able to, like, Google it. Oh, yeah, okay.
Guys, it's so important. So important.
Yeah.
Heat stroke can kill. Stay hydrated so you don't get ill.
That one was weak, bro. Weak, dog! There are heat advisories in effect in our area. So, Oof. Yeah. Hydrate your body or become a zombie. Thank you, Adam. First, quench your thirst. That's Katrina.
That's good.
Drink water or you'll be dead is the series. Welcome back, Kata.
Guys, unbelievable.
Yeah.
How about this one? Hydrate or die?
Okay, that one doesn't really rhyme.
Okay.
Doesn't really rhyme. How about this one? It also doesn't rhyme. Drink water because the sun is trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Record for Albuquerque on this day is 108 degrees, according to a member of the Starmy, but I can't corroborate that with any facts.
It's supposed to get up to 106 this week?
It's supposed to be, yeah, it's 101 today, 102, 104 tomorrow, 106, yeah, Saturday.
It's going to be the hottest summer yet.
Yeah.
So hot, guys.
Yeah.
So hot.
According to AccuWeather, actually, the record today is 102 back in 1981. So we could set the record for hottest day of June 20th ever, actually. That's no joke.
Mm.
Of course, this is according to AccuWeather. I could probably check Weather Channel other places. But yeah, 102 is a record for heat on this day.
Yeah, and as much as we're having a good time with all these really funny slogans, we're trying to really get the message out because yeah. A Starmy member did
a friend of theirs died.
Us. Yeah, like people die every summer because of heat.
Yeah.
It's terrible. You guys don't drink enough water.
Gatorade, so you won't need first aid. Thanks, Katrina.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I mean, there's a lot of sugar in Gatorade, though. I feel like if you could just rock that water, you'll be okay, man.
Here's a slogan that they used to tell me as a kid. Don't drink fizzy, you'll get dizzy. No, drink water.
Nobody told you that.
I'm serious. Because if you drink sodas, that's not going to hydrate you,
nobody told you that.
Stay away from the fizzies.
You'll get the dizzies.
You'll get the dizzies.
102 really is the record. I just checked weather.com as well. Yeah. So we could hit a record temperature today. And
what? What? No, no. Why? Help.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Anything happening on the road? Traffic!
No, everybody's in their refrigerated air homes. And,
you have a swamp cooler?
Yeah.
I'm praying for you.
Yeah, seriously, bro. I don't have those problems. Oof. Hashtag Westside. Hashtag newer homes. Hashtag cheaper. Hashtag I found a gun on the street yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Westside, man. Okay. You get cheaper real estate, but you also have to take classes on gun safety because you never know when someone's going to steal your stuff.
Where do you live?
I mean.
Jeez.
Westside, dog.
There's some beautiful neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Your neighborhood is beautiful.
Multiple people chime in and reminding people not to forget their children or their dogs.
So important, guys.
That's real, man.
So important.
Yeah.
Remind, maybe you have, grandparents that are still around. Remind them because they're stubborn. I ran into an old man last year.
You ran into an old man?
Yeah, I just ran him right
over.
Is
he okay?
No. No, I didn't run into him. He parked right next to me at Wally World. He gets out of his car and leaves his dog in with the windows rolled up, and it's 95 degrees outside.
Dude, it can easily climb to like 130, 40, 50 in that car like real fast.
Yeah, real fast. Real fast. Tell you what. 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. So I was wondering, when are you guys going to start doing like a... Summerfest of some sort.
Well, I mean, we've got Freedom Celebration that's like 2 days and four bands.
Yeah,
and
that's pretty much Summerfest.
Yeah.
Oh, is that our Summerfest? Should call it Hot as Sin Fest.
Hot as Sin. Hot as Sin featuring the Newsboys.
Exactly. Bring a little Toby Mac. You'll be good to go.
Dude, yes. I love it. I love it, man. We are game. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we do have Freedom Celebration 2 days. So I'm excited for
2 days?
Huh? It's June 30th. It's 10 days from now, but it's a 2 day event. June 30th and July 1st. So
Sin Fest.
No, hot as Sin. Sin.
No,
I kind of like just, I like
fest.
Just Sin Fest.
No, you can't call it Sin Fest, you idiot.
Well, no. Kill it. Then you could call it the Sin Fest.
Thank you for the call.
We'll get all of the unbelievers to come.
Oh my
Think about
gosh.
It. If you put on a show that's
no,
Sin
dude,
Fest,
those are the
everybody
worst
will show up.
I'm going to call you out, churches. I hate those events. I hate them because it's like this bait and switch where it's like, surprise! It's a Jesus! And
Bible
like,
in the face!
Oh, come on, dude. Yeah, because that's the way to show people the love of Christ.
No.
By deceiving
you
and tricking them.
You duct tape them. You duct tape them to
pretty
the chair.
Pretty sure the Word of God talks about Satan's MO being to kill, steal, and destroy. He's like the father of lies. He's the great deceiver. And it's like, here's a good tactic. Deceitfulness. let's deceive him into thinking this is cool. No!
It's catchy.
I hate that, man.
It's catchy, man.
No, Sing I hate Fest. That. I hate it, guys.
Have
I'm
a
sorry.
Great. You could have a great pastor up there, like just talking about sin and how bad it is. It could be great, man. It could
oh
be
gosh,
great.
We got some more from the Starmie.
Hit me
when it's hot. Drink soda. No, no.
What?
Take two. It's so bad. It's so bad. Okay, ready? Right? Boop. Okay. When it's hot, drinking soda won't make you Yoda.
Okay. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Dehydrate or incinerate? Okay, next. Okay. Okay, boys, it sounds like it's hot out there, but here in St. Louis, we have heat index due to humidity. You guys in your dry heat. Shout out to Matthew
in St.
Louis.
That's so true, guys.
Yeah.
We have it so good here.
Do we really?
Heck yeah, dry heat.
102 degrees.
Dry heat's nothing. It's dry heat here right now. Look at my armpits, guys. Look at these things. Full
look at mine.
Pit stains.
Look at mine. Woo!
Look at this.
Holding strong!
Look at that, guys.
Facebook.com/Starry8FM. We're doing an experiment today. Dex and I are both wearing the Morning Invasion t-shirt. The gray one, because Dex swears that he can't wear gray because it makes him sweat and blah, 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 blah. And here we are in hour two of the morning show. Yeah. Wow, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to explain to you guys. Tried to explain to Heidi and Steve-O, please don't get the gray because I won't be able to wear it.
Well, good news, they got him the blue also. We also have
Morning Invasion
t-shirt.
I have to keep my pits down if I wear gray shirts.
Brody sported his all day yesterday. He preferred the blue. He sported the blue everywhere we went, and he kept telling everybody to look at his new Morning Occasion t-shirt. This is my Morning Occasion t-shirt. I'm like, Morning Occasion? That sounds like something else.
Okay.
I love it, guys. I can't wait till we can premiere these for everybody. So we have so many people chiming in asking about the t-shirt. I promise you, keep it locked right here, Morning Invasion. And yes, your opportunity to snag one coming up.
Love that.
Coming up.
585 Live if you want to text in. You can also call us, 338-3700, and we're also on Facebook Live. You can go there, like the page, watch, listen to the show, leave a comment, and just be a part of the show. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about this Albuquerque homeowner who taped up a man for breaking into his home.
Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Albuquerque police said Mark Thompson was caught on camera breaking into a home, then making himself at home. In the security video, Thompson is seen casually walking into a North Valley home on Sunday afternoon. He's putting on a jacket. He's just wandering around the house. He turns the TV on. At one point, he even grabs a beer from the fridge. The homeowner got an alert that there was movement in his home, so he watched Thompson on his phone and called his neighbor. Have you ever had a friend who had the security system where you can actually go on your smartphone and you can see if there's anything going on in the house or, I mean, anything. I mean, this one alerts you if you have movement.
Right.
So he could see this guy just casually just making himself at home. I was watching the surveillance video, and it was like the guy owned the house.
Wow.
He was walking around, putting on jackets and
that's
sitting
so
down,
weird
turned
to me,
the
man.
TV on. He was looking through the fridge.
Super the heat, weird. Man. The heat makes you do crazy things.
Chandra, she lives across the street from that homeowner, and she did not hesitate to help.
So I went to our garage, my husband and I, and we got two pistols. We met him in the cul-de-sac. He blocked off the entry of the cul-de-sac to make sure if he did have a vehicle, the man that was entering the home, that he wouldn't be able to escape. So as he pulled in, I passed him this 45, and then I got the other Ruger. Micah and I went into the home with two of the loaded weapons. Micah announced himself to the perpetrator saying, "I have a loaded weapon. Get down on your hands and knees." At that time, I came up behind him, and we got the individual on his hands and knees to lay down. So we got his arms and his feet duct taped, and then we picked him up, carried him out to the front yard, and waited for the police to show up.
That's incredible. The neighbors did that. I love how she's like, I just handed
handed my husband a .45. I took the Ruger.
That's so crazy, man.
When police showed up, they found Thompson on the ground, his hands and ankles taped. The police had told us that the home prior that he had broken into, he was wearing the same clothes he had stolen from that home when he broke into Micah's house.
Can I ask a stupid question? And I'm hoping that, like, a police officer is listening right now. Is that the best approach?
See, I always say that too.
If the dude was like, if the dude was, they have surveillance footage, and the dude is literally cold chilling on the couch, kicking back a beer, watching the television, he's obviously not going anywhere.
Wait for the cops?
What would it have hurt to just wait, I don't know, an extra 10 minutes? Even if you're outside with your gun, kicking it, like waiting, just in case he tries to escape or something. But why bust into the house when the cops are on their way?
What if you have former military training? What if you were in the military at one point?
You're retired? Just asking. No, I'm not saying they did the wrong thing. Obviously, they caught this guy.
No, that's my question.
But
because
I'm like,
I feel like if you have experience, because that's the situation. The couple that actually, the neighbors that went in with the guns, they are former military. They were both in the Army.
Yeah.
And so I can see that situation.
No, I get it.
Where if you know how to handle a gun and you're former military, maybe you are a former police officer, maybe you can go in there. But
right.
Anybody else like me in a situation? No, I'm not going to go in.
I'd just be curious because obviously they have the surveillance footage. They're right. Watching this dude.
Right.
He's trying on clothes. He's watching television. He's on the couch drinking their beer. I don't know.
Yeah, I always side with wait for the cops, man. Because so many people have gotten shot and killed.
Or is it like, well,
we
waited like 15 to 20 and they still weren't there, so we just kind of took matters in our own hands.
Still, man, you don't want to risk it getting shot yourself.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
You know?
I'm not saying right or wrong, because obviously they saved the day.
Yeah,
they did. Stopped that dude.
They duct
in that one
duct tape.
You okay?
I'm all right. Get choked up talking about stuff like this. I'm okay.
I saw you choke on your own spit, and I thought, this is it. He's going to die.
Side effect of my medication.
Yeah. Dry mouth.
Dry mouth, guys.
Dude, listen. Defend yourself from the sun's slaughter. Hydrate. Drink some freaking water.
What is wrong with you?
That's actually from a Starman member. And that's probably my favorite right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So that's my advice is I would say wait.
Erica says take action before he leaves. Cops won't find him if he would have left. Even with video, they can't ever ID the dude. So they got the guy. So that's why I'm asking. I'm not saying right or wrong. Just want to know your thoughts. Starmie.
338-3700. I'm sitting here trying to think of a stupid slogan like take action before
Jackson.
They did absolutely the absolute wrong thing. They facilitated a lot of stuff to go wrong.
Yeah.
Just from like a personal liability standpoint, like I'm not going to go to someone else's house and have to shoot them.
What if you had to shoot that guy?
What if he pulled a knife on them
and
they had to shoot him, and now you have to explain to a court why you were in this other house that's not even yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that.
A lot
Good
of
call.
Paperwork.
Thanks, man. Somebody else just chimed in with that on the live line. I wonder what the legality of shooting a burglar in someone else's home is. How does that work?
Yeah, right? That's a good call. Because if you're the homeowner, the law is somebody breaks into your house, you have the right to shoot them. But if you're not the homeowner, that's a good question.
Somebody said currently, I can't corroborate. I'm just going to read this. According to the Starmie member, APD's response times are very, very, very poor. So many stories in Albuquerque of people getting justice themselves. So, I don't know.
It's not worth losing your life over, getting stabbed, getting shot, and having to go to the hospital.
Another member of the Starmie said, yeah, but what if the thief was armed? Which the homeowner didn't know. We don't know if he was armed or not. And there was a chance the homeowner's kid came home or something. You want to take care of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you're at your job and then you can't respond in time and you know the cops can't get there in time.
Don't hear me incorrectly. Those neighbors are superheroes. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, if it was the you know, in that moment, they thought this is the best course of action. They took care of the situation and they got the guy, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the cops, it's crazy because the cops didn't have to really do anything except show up, and the guy was already pretty much hogtied. So they just put him in. They just put him in the back of the police car. That was it.
That's cool.
Taking him to jail, man. Taking him to jail.
Shout out to those neighbors. Do they live on the west side?
This was in the North Valley.
Oh.
North Valley.
Man, I want neighbors like that, man.
Yeah.
I want neighbors like that.
But just be careful, guys. I don't know. Even if you are trained, ugh, it's not worth it. It's just stuff. You know what I'm saying? When somebody breaks into your house, it's just stuff, right? Like, why is it? Is it worth getting killed 50-50. Or shot?
That's
over?
Why I'm like, because they saved the day. They got the bad guy.
They have surveillance video of the guy.
But this member of the Starmer says it. I mean, it's not like they could ID him. How often do we see things on the news where it's like, hey, this guy robbed a joint. Here's his face. Or we like see billboards all these months later, and it's like, no guy, the sticky bandit, this guy. Yeah. Have you guys seen him? And they're like, no, I haven't seen him.
The sticky bandit.
It's really grainy.
From Home Alone. Yeah, and this is what's crazy about it. This guy, the criminal who got busted, he recently, this is what makes me angry. Our justice system, our court system is so broken here. This guy had already been arrested for the exact same thing, breaking into a house,
and
putting
on
somebody else's
couch and
clothes.
Drinking beer.
Yeah, like basically the same thing, and the courts let him off.
Yeah, see, Carlos just chimed in and said, what's really sad is that the dude will probably not be in jail very long.
Yeah, he didn't go to jail for the last one.
We also got somebody saying that you actually don't have the right to shoot someone if they enter your home. You only have the right if your life is being threatened.
Okay.
Say you issue a stop and they don't stop.
If somebody is entering your home that's not supposed to be there, that to me is...
You can't just shoot them. I don't know. I don't know the law. You're looking at me like I'm supposed to know these things.
I work
in radio for a reason. I'm an idiot.
If somebody, I'm just trying to figure this out, because if somebody is breaking in, if let's say your door's locked and they are breaking in and
so
they
maybe
enter.
Maybe if they're like trying to break in, you say, don't enter my home. Stop or I'm going to shoot. And then they keep pushing through. Then you can shoot.
I would almost think that. Almost everybody would say something before they shoot.
We really need to call 242 cops.
Okay, no, we can't do that. No, we cannot do that, Steve-O.
Are you sure?
Last time we did that, we ended up on a 911 police video, YouTube video.
That's awesome!
Basically telling us to never do that again.
Yeah, but who else can say that? I mean, I feel like...
That's true.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot about this stuff, guys. This is important.
Evan says that's the difference between people who take action and people who sit back and turn their heads. He had a history of robbery. The robbery could have eventually hurt a homeowner or broke into a home with a child at home. A trained individual knows the presence of a gun is enough to de-escalate a situation. Deadly force would absolutely be a last resort.
That's another great call.
That is a great call. Good thoughts to you, my friend.
I'm on the fence. I don't know which way I side with this situation. I just don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, somebody says that's inaccurate information. Exactly. We need an officer of the law to tell us the law. If you feel that there's a threat of death or serious harm, if someone breaks into my house, I feel threatened, therefore I'm shooting.
You got Christian's phone number? Our buddy Christian?
I mean, yeah.
Maybe we can track him
down. He might
be
working.
Well, I mean, he's probably just hanging out, waiting to bust criminals. Probably take a phone call from a couple buddies.
Yeah.
585 Live if you want to text in. Or you can call us 338-3700. We'll be right back.
French terrorism police are investigating what they describe as a kamikaze-style attack on Paris's famed Champs-Élysées. They say a man attempted to crash a vehicle carrying an explosive into a police van. The assailant is dead.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Muslim men detained after the 9/11 attacks can't sue top law enforcement officials.
The president and the first lady welcomed Panama's president and his wife.
Triple-digit heat is scorching the desert southwest. Highs around 120 or higher.
Jeff Bezos
Bezos of Amazon, Tim Cook of Apple, and Eric Schmidt of Google's parent company Alphabet work out ways to improve the quality of digitally enabled government services.
In Georgia, voters head to the polls for a special election on a key House congressional seat.
Three cold weather sports are coming together under one logo. The U.S. ski, snowboard, and freestyle ski teams will now be part of one team.
Bad news for those summer barbecues. A new report from Dalhousie University suggests the price of meat will increase more than previously expected.
Hear that, Steve-O?
What?
Your meat cost is going to rise.
You know what else is rising? The temperatures. It's going to be easier to smoke it in the backyard.
Yep, look at that sweat stain. My pits.
Guys,
are
we are an hour
fully,
two.
Yeah. Fully wet.
Let's see. Ha ha! Do I even have anything? Gosh.
Yeah, guys, just check out my pit stains right now.
Okay. Just, why are you
what?
Flexing?
What? No, I'm not. I'm okay. Just like, you know, what?
Facebook.com/star88FM if you would like to check that out for some dumb reason. But we are Facebook Live-ing the show in its entirety from now on. So that's always fun. You can catch old shows, old episodes. Hashtag The Morning Invasion Live. Always a good time.
All right, let's just jump right back into this.
Yes,
because
let's.
We were talking about this Albuquerque homeowner who noticed he got an alert on his smartphone that somebody had broke into his house. He was watching from his smartphone that this intruder was just walking around. He was acting just like it was his house, putting on his jacket, going through the fridge, turned on the TV. Well, he alerted a couple neighbors about it, and they were armed. They grabbed their two pistols and ran over to the house. And went in. I think they actually identified themselves.
Hold on, pause.
When they got
pause,
there,
pause. Yeah. Alexa, play Metallica "Hero of the Day."
Oh man, okay.
I'm just saying, we need better music.
"Hero of the Day," "Live with the SFSO" by Metallica.
That's cool. It's live though.
We always do the live.
It's the
version.
Live version.
Anyways,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, these neighbors. Come in. They end up capturing this criminal. They duct taped him.
Yeah.
And then
duct tape.
Waited for the cops to show up.
Yeah.
And okay. Alexa,
can you please
stop.
Why are you stopping Metallica?
You're killing me. With
That's
the,
hero
no.
of the day.
I know. It's,
I'm sorry.
It's
I'll play
terrible.
It from my phone. I own it. I actually love the fuel or the load record.
The question is that we had is that the smartest thing to do if you are even the homeowner? If you're the neighbor, like what happened here in this situation.
Thankfully, we know some bad dudes in this city.
And
by bad, we mean cool. Like 1993 just called and it was like, that dude's bad.
That's right, man. That's right.
His name is Officer Christian.
Welcome, Christian.
Welcome.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Dude, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
First off, thank you for everything you do because this city is cray-cray, man. Yeah. And you are an officer of the law. Somehow managing to deal with a lot that goes on in the city. So thank you so much for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So obviously we're talking a little bit about this. I'm not sure if you're able to listen right now because probably saving citizens and whatnot. So I don't know what all you heard. But in this situation, neighbors, you know, bust into the other neighbor's house and save the day. Good idea, bad idea.
You know, I looked at the story last night on the news, and my first thought was bad idea.
Okay.
Kudos on them for taking action, but they put themselves in a situation where if something were to happen, they'd be in
serious legal trouble.
Serious, yeah, exactly. And, you know, they went in with guns and took care of the situation, and they got it done, and thank God that nothing happened and everything turned out okay. But I think about they have the responsibility to flee. If they're in a situation where they can and not put themselves in harm's way, then they have to.
Yeah.
It's a different story if the homeowner was inside and the guy came in and the homeowner felt threatened.
Yeah, that's the big question. Yeah. People need, like, so many people are chiming in with that very thing, wanting to know what is the law on that. Some are saying, well, if you feel threatened, you're allowed to use force within your own home.
Can you just shoot them if somebody enters your house without saying anything?
Yeah, I mean,
I would give them, you know, commands. There's been a couple instances in the past where subjects broke in, and at this particular incident, there was a female inside her residence, and she took action and shot, and she was justified in what she did.
Yeah.
But these people, unfortunately, they put themselves in the situation. They weren't in harm's way, and then they went in and they took action. Had it turned into something lethal, then they could be charged.
I can't even hear anything you're saying, Christian, because Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
No, that's not your fault. Steve in the background has a stupid smartphone up to the microphone playing Metallica, Hero of the Day.
That's because Christian's our Hero of the Day on the show.
Get focused, man.
Yeah, you can focus. Just listen to the words he's saying. I heard everything he said, and I listened to Metallica.
You were
at the same
lip-syncing
time.
The entire time.
Yeah, and I still knew exactly what Christian was saying.
Anyways.
So, I've been in plenty of situations, one in particular down here in the North Valley, where a subject that I knew from previous incidents where he broke into a house, he was stalking his ex-girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, good.
And, you know, we went inside and, you know, I tased him. It didn't work. We had to go hands-on, and it could have turned deadly. You wow. never know what's going to happen. So wow. my advice is if you know, with this particular incident, with the subject breaking in, the guy calls his neighbors go over there, stand outside, you know, and keep an eye on the house, wait for law enforcement to come in, and yeah. and let the law enforcement officers deal with that
yeah.
situation. People, you know, we go to burglaries and things like that, and people say, oh, I'll just come in, and if he comes into my house, I'll shoot him, and, you know, I stick my fingers in my ears, la, 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 la. You know, yeah. And I tell people, you do what you have to do to protect yourself and your family.
Right.
So if no one's in the house, is your property worth your life?
Right. Mm. That's what I'm saying, man.
Is some other person's property worth going right. to jail for?
Right. And that's the thing, you know, if these neighbors would have had to have shot, you know, this criminal, they could be in a lot of trouble, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they
put themselves in that situation. They were in a position where they weren't going to get harmed, and they weren't going to do anything crazy, and then they went ahead and took action. You know, and like I said, it all turned out good, and people are willing to step up and help each other. That's good, but just be careful.
Yeah.
On another note, that subject from yesterday, I looked him up in the computer. He is still in jail.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because in the report,
that's good.
Before they captured him, before this happened, he got caught for the exact same crime. He broke into someone's house and actually stole clothes, and the courts let him off.
Yeah,
right.
That's crazy. And then he goes out and does the same thing.
Did the judges forget the rhyme? Do the crime, pay the time.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That was a day before. That was on the.
Oh man,
he did that on the 17th.
Wait, are you serious?
That's
the day
crazy.
Before?
Okay.
That is crazy to me, man. I have no words.
It's
got to
be so frustrating as a police officer.
You can't.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, you can't get him
You're
in
right.
trouble.
I know. You don't have to
it's
say.
It's not
anything.
His fault. He's doing his job, but there's a whole system.
Yeah.
Oh, it's frustrating because, you know, sometimes we get these guys, we hook them and book them, and we're writing our report, and we see them out 2 hours, 3 hours later, or the next day.
Wow.
And it's just the way it is. You know, I've been at it for 17 years, and so. Yeah.
But, dude, hey, 17 years, and you've never given up. Honestly, that's commendable because I know how frustrating it is, and Man, I can't even fathom being in that role, doing your job, and then having to deal with the rest of the system not necessarily working all the time. And so thank you so much for continuing to serve this community.
Yeah,
man.
Christian.
That means a lot, honestly.
No, you're welcome.
So my family is safe because of amazing human beings like you. So thank
you.
But right on, man.
Thank you so much for
calling
in.
Thanks for shedding some light on the situation, too, and giving us an understanding.
No, you're welcome.
All right, man. Have Anytime. A great day.
See you, man.
You too, guys.
All right.
That Love is that guy.
Officer Christian. Mm-hmm. He is amazing. He Bernalillo really is. County Sheriff and just a phenomenal dude.
Guys, we learned so much.
Yeah! Here's the thing. I had no idea the guy was arrested the day before.
I didn't know it was the day before
Gosh!
Either. I knew he had been arrested, but I didn't
Come
know it was
on.
The day before.
That is frustrating.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people chiming in. You know, somebody said, easy to say, but when you come home and your house door is open, you just act. And I agree. Like in the heat of the moment, like it's easy for us to talk about it the next day on the morning show and say, oh, well, you should have just kicked back outside and waited. But also, like, really, Christian said something, and I'm like, is your neighbor's stuff worth that?
Is your stuff worth that?
Right.
It's not.
Is your TV worth a confrontation like that? Or do you... If there's a life on the line, that's a completely different situation.
It reminds me of the story that happened, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, and it happened up in the Northeast Heights. There was a group of criminals breaking into parked cars outside in neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And a homeowner saw someone breaking into his vehicle. He opened his front door to try to scare them. They pulled a gun out and shot and killed him.
Yeah, see? This is where, as a member of the Stormy said, we need to make a call to Dexter Morgan and just allow, the system isn't working here. Granted, he's out in Miami-Dade, you know, different. In fact, he's on a boat. I'm on a boat!
Gosh, man, if it was just that easy to call Dexter Morgan.
Okay, relationship test for you. Ready? Someone breaks into my house. They head straight for my comic book room. I don't really have a comic book room. I do.
You have a vault. He has a vault, guys.
I don't have a vault.
He does.
Oh, they head straight for my comic book room and my collectibles. I'm out of town for some reason, and I can see this on my smartphone, and you're in my neighborhood for some reason.
I'm in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I don't know why you're in my neighborhood. What are you doing, man? Do you stop the guy?
Well, do you want me to stop the guy?
Dude, those are my comic books. Never surrender!
No way, man.
What?
No way.
Oh, come on.
There's no way.
He's running. He's getting away with my comics.
Yeah, I'd laugh in your face and hang up on you.
I have a New Mutants 87 signed by Rob Liefeld. That is the first appearance of Cable.
I would laugh in your face.
I got it signed at New York Comic Con. I can't replace that, man.
And I would tell you, hang up on yourself. And then I'd hang up on you. That's what would happen.
You're a jerk.
Oh, man. Stupid comic books.
Jerk.
Putting my life in danger.
Dude, relationship test. You failed.
No way, man.
It's my stuff.
You failed. You failed, my friend. I know. I'm a qualified gun handler. I'm from Montana, guys.
You are not. Dude, we should go to Caliber someday and see who actually is a better shot.
Really?
I will smoke you.
I grew up with a gun, man.
That means nothing to me.
I had a gun strapped to my diaper when I was like two.
None of this means anything to me. When was the last time you shot? Like, when was the last time you actually handled a firearm?
2 years ago.
Okay. I will school you.
Yeah, you love going to the gun range, I tell you. You and Chrissy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really, really actually my wife.
She's really good, I hear.
With her hot pink Ruger.
Yeah?
No.
Oh. My mom has a hot pink Ruger.
Does she really?
Yeah.
See, she wants, never mind. Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Dex walks around with two guns fully loaded at all times.
That's right.
Okay. Listen to me, Booty.
Right
he
here.
Just said he wouldn't use those guns to save my property. Who failed who? Who failed
things.
Who?
Hey, I would totally save all your comic books except the Wonder Woman one.
Oh, I don't have any Wonder Woman ones. I'm a dude.
Oh, thank God. But you know, Dexter is off in Alaska, right? He's a logger.
Oh, Dexter Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a logger currently. Yeah. So actually, he. He could.
And then, the reason why I'm calling in is, Dex, you need a job.
I need a job. I saw that you tagged
me. Like that, Booty.
Steve-O tagged me in like
a $10 an hour receptionist job. Man, I'm just looking out for you.
Well, you know, I mean, I kind of do need a part time.
You do. Right? You always complain about not having enough money.
Yeah.
And so true. I saw that, and I thought of you immediately.
Are you a car salesman?
Me? No.
Oh, what do you do?
What is your duty, Booty?
What is it?
I'm a digital sales
and internet marketing manager.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds cool.
I could work with
computer
you.
Computer techie.
I could do that.
Yeah. He knows nothing about computers.
I run a computer. I run two monitors.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all you need. Two monitors and you're a pro.
That's right. Have you seen the equipment I run every morning?
That's true, actually. Yeah. How did we get these jobs?
I don't know. Booty, love you, buddy.
Love you, man.
All right.
It's a good dude. Good dude, right?
He is
there.
A good dude.
Always got my back.
I tagged you on his post yesterday. I was going to keep it in like
don't
anonymous
you tag
though
me,
because
man. Don't you tag?
It's like I don't
me.
Want everybody to know who Booty is.
Don't you tag me in a post?
You see, I just see what just happened is Booty jumped to your rescue because you failed the relationship test,
no.
And then he went whoop and swept in to save you, once
obviously
again.
Obviously, we're not listening to anything Christian said.
But it's different when it's my stuff. I have Uncanny X-Men 201, which is Cable's first appearance as a baby, signed by Chris Claremont. I met him at New York Comic Con. He's a really rad guy.
Yeah.
I can't replace those.
No, you can't. Priceless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, comic
to me,
books.
They're actually probably not worth a whole lot.
Bye-bye.
To
bye-bye.
Me.
Sorry, man. Guys, don't engage. Don't engage. You see somebody through your smartphone on security camera breaking into your house, don't engage. Call 911. Call the cops.
Whatever. If you have a security camera that you can watch through your phone, all you do is release the robotic hounds through your device on your app because obviously you're very wealthy. So that's what should have happened.
Those security systems aren't that expensive.
Guys, getting a little nervous.
Are you? You getting a little pit stain? He's getting a little pit stain.
It's getting hot.
Look at that, guys.
It's getting hot. Nope, I'm still
guys,
good.
Guys, I am so stinking sweaty right now because I'm wearing a gray t-shirt.
Well, I forgot to tell you that I sabotaged the air conditioning unit this morning because I wanted it to be swampy in here just to see how much pressure the new Morning Invasion t-shirt could handle. So Facebook.com/Star88FM. Get there. Hang out with us on Facebook Live and check out the brand new Morning Invasion t-shirt courtesy of For the Good. Dude, I love this logo. I love everything about this design.
Oh, they did a great job.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite t-shirt.
Thank you so much for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Stevie, brother.
Hey,
what,
Stevie.
What?
Your favorite native from the Northern Pueblo.
I always want to jump in with you, and then I'm like, because of the cultural sensitivities, I feel like I can't as a white dude. When you start yelling, you're like, it's your favorite native. And I'm going to be like, woo! And then I'm like, I can't.
So let me ask you a question.
Anyway,
let me, so Stevie, okay.
With this two guns and whatever the fact, and I just chimed in and I haven't called you guys. I was trying to call you guys last week, and all honesty, you guys even answered. I was so disappointed in your life.
Phone lines get jammed, man. It's crazy.
Oh, man, it was. Oh, I was trying to call in because I heard that Dexter happened to roll up in the hood in Phoenix. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, we were in the hood.
We were in the hood,
in
man.
Phoenix, the Phoenix hood.
Yeah, I was in the hood.
He was in the hood. The red hood.
Yeah, I used to live out there in Phoenix, so I understand, man. It might be a little scary for someone that don't know about that hood life, but it's all right. Hey, you survived. You know, you got the one and only golden protector.
Well, here's the thing, Stevie. I look like a criminal all the time.
Okay.
That's why they don't mess with me, is because I basically look like a criminal or maybe even a homeless person. I've been,
okay.
Yeah, I do.
You look like that baby face killer.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand with that nice trim beard and probably a flannel or something you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, right. You're probably wearing those, what they call them? Romper, you're probably wearing your romper.
Okay, well, maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyways, guys, I love you guys again. You know, good hearing your voices.
Love you too,
and
man.
Chime in again. You got
yep. All right.
Bueno.
Later.
Later.
All right. Bye-bye. Love that guy. Love that guy.
Guys, did we mention it's hot outside? Obviously, he needs to drink some water. Dehydration makes you crazy.
Yeah. It's true.
We start have to hallucinating.
I have to open this door. I'm just so dehydrated right now because all of my water is seeping through my pores onto my brand new Morning Invasion t-shirt. 585 Live if you want to text in, or you can call us at 338-3700. When we come back, we got a letter to tackle. We're also going to tackle and discuss this group in Colorado They're collecting signatures for a measure that would make it illegal for kids under the age of 13 to own a cell phone.
I love them.
We'll be right back. Hang out. Vinyl Theater, My Fault. It's Star 88. 809.
Oh, man. High today of 101 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads, there is an accident. The center lane is blocked, I-25 South. That's right at San Antonio Drive, Ellison in that area. And, yeah, exit 231 to be exact. You know, kind of Jefferson, San Mateo-ish area, I-25. Yeah, accident going down. So, well, it's gone down. Now it's just backing everything up. Other than that, everywhere else looking pretty good. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Freedom Celebration, Friday, June 30th, Saturday, July 1st, Isotope Stadium. Two amazing days. Day one, on Friday, Zach Williams, Newsboys, Skip Heitzik. Day two, Stephen Christian. He's got the new record coming out, Wildfires. And Joey from Amberlynn going to be hanging out, doing some Amberlynn songs.
Dude, when I first met Stephen, it was way back in 03. Gosh, dude, we're old. And him and Joey were on a tooth and nail tour, like shopping their very first record, the first Amberlynn record. And they came through Albuquerque, and I was kind of like part-time radio guy. And they were like, hey, will you cater this band? Like this nobody band?
You're like, ugh, again.
Yeah, seriously. And it was like, I got stuck with like the dumb jobs, you know? It's like, ugh.
Yeah, I'll hang out with a band. It's cool.
Can you just drive them around, pick them up, take them to their hotel, whatnot? They got like a new single coming out, and you know, so it was kind of like this radio tour where they had to go to like the quote big radio stations to shop their single, and yeah, and it was Stephen and Joey, and I am so stoked for Freedom Celebration for that very reason.
But thanks for your friendship, and that thing.
That's Stephen right there. Yeah, dude, I'm stoked. It's going to be really, really, really cool because when I first met those dudes, it was those two touring or like shopping around the single, changed the world.
Shit, that's fine.
Little known fact, that was 14 years ago.
14 years ago.
And that's actually not a little known fact if you know basic math, but the little known fact is they actually did a really good job of that, changing the world.
Yeah, they did.
With some phenomenal music. So I can't wait to hear some of the songs that they're going to put together. Obviously, speaking of songs, Steven has a brand new record coming out next month. Yeah, we're going to do it cover to cover this Friday.
Wow, that's this Friday?
That's this Friday. Beautiful. Steven and I, noon o'clock, right here on Star 88. Him and I in studio, and we're gonna go through the entire album, talk about the record, what went into the music, and it's going to be really fun.
Fun fact about why he named the record Wildfires is because Albuquerque's going to be so hot this summer.
Okay, that's...
It's going to cause a lot of wildfires.
That's not true.
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you. Colton Dixon also going to be playing on Saturday night, Isotope Stadium, on July 1st, and there'll be fireworks. Message from Skip Heitzik. So make plans both nights. It's free. Get there early because last year's event completely, just filled up. People had to sit outside of Isotope Stadium.
It was crazy.
Not an empty seat in the place.
So June 30th and July 1st, somebody just chimed in and said, hey, fireworks. Fireworks July 1st.
That's right, man.
July 1st.
July 1st, everybody.
Hot dogs, da-da-da-da-da, separation of powers.
In the home of the brave.
I'm pretty stoked.
And that's the 4th of July.
We got Stephen coming in the studio this morning to rap a little bit about the new record.
Is he coming in?
Yeah. Give you a preview of Friday and talk a little bit about Freedom Celebration and the fact that we're old.
That's fine.
Yeah, that is fine.
Beautiful.
I was on a show on Sunday. He called me and I was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll be there.
I'm there almost every Sunday. It's the Dex and Steven show. Saturday and Sundays, guys. You can tune in. It's an okay show. It's nothing like what we do, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
All right, 585 Live. You can text in, or we're on Facebook Live as well. You can go there and leave a comment. You can watch and listen to the show. Let's talk about this Colorado group. Find out what you think about this. Because we talk about children and whether or not they should have a smartphone and what age is appropriate. We've talked about it a little bit over the years. Well, there's a group in Colorado. They want to ban the sale of smartphones for kids under 13. Tim Farnham is leading the charge on a proposed ballot initiative in Colorado that would be the first of its kind in the country. Basically what they're asking for is 300,000 signatures. That's what's required to get on the ballot in November of 2018. So they can possibly make it where it's the law that no child under 13 could purchase or even have a cell phone. So it's not just purchase. It's no, mom and dad, you still can't buy a cell phone for your under 13-year-old child. And he wants to make it to where they actually check in to see and to make sure that your child hasn't been using the smartphone. They want to make it so cell companies can actually log on to your account and find out if your child is
access,
using that.
Do we want this? Do we really want to give
companies
access to this? Like, hey, please intrude on my family. Because I can't parent. I don't know.
Tim said he was inspired to make the push after watching his own kids struggle with the psychological effects of always having a device in hand.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my 13-year-old had a run-in with the law last week. Whoa, 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 Sheriff Dad. And his iPad was removed it's not back yet, actually, so still have to figure out.
Yeah, whether it's a smartphone or an iPad. Like,
you know, he's currently, you know, he's up for parole, but we got to talk about it. Yeah.
Man, it's so tough at the Jeter house.
It is. It is. So having him... having him read something. Anyways, okay. It's been lovely.
Oh, well, yeah, I know.
He's been so helpful.
I know. It changes everything.
He's been a little more, quote, bored, but he's found amazing things to do. And I'm like, Jack, you're making this difficult for me ever want to reinstate electronics in our household ever.
Yeah.
Because seriously, it's been so much fun. Like, yeah, rocking some life with that kid.
Yeah, and that's what Tim was saying. He said he would notice that they would get the phone, they would lock themselves in their room, and it would change who they were. With one of his sons, then 12, he thought the problem became bad enough to warrant taking the phone away. With smartphones, the internet is always begging for your attention, he said. The apps are all designed to addict you. For children, it's not a good thing. Colorado Senator says he understands the reasoning behind the proposed law, but that he thinks it oversteps the government's role into private family life.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, man. I don't know. And a member of the Starby chimed in and said right off the top, how would they even enforce that? How do you enforce it?
It says the proposal would require retailers to submit reports to the state government verifying that they had inquired about who each sold smartphone was intended to be used by and fine those that repeatedly sell phones to be used by young children and preteens.
I don't like this. This is like a $500 fine. Like just imposing, like saying, yeah, man, no, we'll do this. Yeah. Yeah. Retailers, you guys now are responsible for giving us data on every single person who purchases a cell phone.
Yeah. Let's see. As it is written, the ban would require cell phone retailers to ask customers how old the primary user of the smartphone is. They would have to submit a monthly report to the Colorado Department of Revenue stating they had done this. After their first warning for failing to comply with the law, these retailers could face fines. If they sell a phone for a youngster's intended use again within 2 years, retailers would face a $500 fine.
This is incredible. It'll be like this generation's prohibition.
Yeah.
Right? 100 years later, it's like, back in my day, alcohol was illegal. And then, like, in 100 years, you're going to be like these old people who are like, back in my day, it was the era of prohibition. I wasn't allowed to play Flappy Bird on my iPhone 8.
Yeah.
I'm serious. This is dumb. I think it's terrible because...
But let's... I totally get the
you
privacy.
You've got a parent, man.
I get the privacy thing, but when you take a step back and you see the problem that smartphones...
Yeah, no, I get that.
...and children and how it... Tim's right. The guy who wants this to pass, he's right. We all can see our kids doing the exact same thing. They get addicted... They go to their rooms. They're constantly on them. And you're right. It's our job as parents
right.
to make sure that they're not on it 24/7.
Well, it's like when the church steps in to legislate morality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Be like, well, these are the rules. And obviously, yes, we have rules. There are the scripture talks about certain things. It's like, hey, don't murder. That's a good one. Let's keep that. However, when we try and take it even to Santa Fe, right? And lobbying, we're like, and legislate morality, the hearts are never going to change. It's not going to change anybody's heart. And so when you're trying to enforce this at a government level, I don't know, man. To me, you're giving the government control and power when it's the parent's responsibility. We're taking away all parental responsibility. Right. We got some lazy parents, man.
Yeah. And that's the problem.
Are you kidding
me? That's
the
problem with government is that they feel like we are not capable of parenting our kids.
Right.
And so we'll do it for you is basically what the government is saying.
Gosh. Katrina says, no, 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 bad idea. Government should not interfere. It's up to the parents to decide. Diego and Andrea say, no cell phone is a great idea. Totally support it. Phones have ruined my kids' perspective. It's been hard to get them back on track. Another member of the Stormy said, it's a terrible epidemic to watch kids of this generation oblivious to the world around them because they're addicted to having a phone in their hand. Maybe this isn't the right step, but how about enforcing it in the schools throughout the day where cell phones need to be checked in or not even brought to the schools? Another member of the Stormy said, there's so many things wrong with this. I do think there's a problem with kids and phones, but it's not the government's job to enforce that. It's taking responsibility away from the parents, and it gives the government permission to spy on your entire family. Somebody says, what would the punishment be? Community service for a six-year-old? This is a terrible idea. Just another form of government acting like parents.
Well, let's talk about that because I believe that the only person who would get fined is the retailer.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be the family. They're not going to get in trouble. It would be the retailers. Yeah. If they find out, if the government finds out that they are selling to a kid 13 years.
What if they don't know it's a kid? What if the parents go in and buy it for them?
Yeah, and that's the thing. How do you even regulate that?
Colorado, man. Good old Colorado. Somebody chimed in and said, yeah, Colorado, let's be great parents and make cell phones illegal, but keep the weed flowing. It's so true.
I would imagine that.
Thank you, Starmie.
If you go in and you are looking for a family plan, I would imagine the retailer would ask, well, what are the ages?
Yeah.
And then if you say, well, I got an 11-year-old.
7, 4.
Yeah. Well, we can't sign them up. That's basically what happens. So then you'd probably have family members that would go in and they would lie about their.
Yeah. Somebody said, bring back the old Nokias, phone calls and snake. Heck yeah, man. See, it doesn't even go after the parents. It goes after the retailers. It's a very stupid law. Somebody said, boom, knighted. Very, very stupid law.
585 live if you want to text in.
Oh, man. Somebody said the parent, Tim, seems like he's incapable of parenting his own kids and is asking the government to do it for him.
Yeah, exactly.
But somebody said, but on the flip side, we got to think about this. There are a lot of people out there just straight failing at being a good parent. So maybe the government should step in.
See, that's the thing. That's the
hope that society would be better parents.
Right.
But they're not. So the government's going to take control? Really, bro?
That's what's scary about the whole thing is because when you do look at our society, you see a lot of bad parents out there. that don't care about their kids.
Somebody said it's up to the parents to keep their children from using and abusing drugs, yet the government enforces that epidemic. Why not hand over every form of addiction and vices to the government to enforce? Oh, man.
It's a slippery
star slope. You give him the phone number.
338-3700.
I almost said it.
Thank you, Goose.
I almost said it.
Thank you.
I'm the wingman.
Don't grab my throttle.
In radio.
You know, I steer this ship. You take it. You took it there.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah.
Jay Marie says maybe parents should put their phones down.
I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
Yeah, when you're an adult and you can pay for your own cell phone, you can play Marvel Contest of Champions when you get home because you had a long day at work, Jack. Wait, huh? Sorry. What? Sorry, I blacked out
but
there
Daddy,
for a second.
I see you on your phone all the time. Why?
All the
why
time,
can't
really?
I? Why can't
really?
I? Really?
It's a de-stressor for me, bro. Just be happy it's not a scotch in my hand. You're driving me to drink. What happened? I just keep blacking out, man. What? I don't know what's happening. Johnny Walker blacking out. Man.
Gosh. We're talking about this group in Colorado.
Still just the cell phone addiction.
They want to ban the sale of smartphones for kids under 13. This guy named Tim, he's leading the charge. And, you know, he decided to come up with this whole proposal because he saw his 12-year-old addicted to his phone.
Gosh.
He'd lock himself in the room. He'd be on it constantly. So Tim thought, you know what? We need to do something about this. And he's looking for 300,000 signatures.
I mean, my kid still has a cell phone in the meantime.
He's still locked in his room. I need the government to do something about this because my son is just, he's going to die from the cell phone addiction. But he's asking for 300,000 signatures required to get on the ballot in November of 2018 that would require retailers to basically not allow any child under the age of 13 to get a smartphone.
Man, somebody said, great, another item for the public school's black market. Not to mention, here are reasons for a kid under 12 to have a cell phone. If they have divorced parents and want to be able to keep in contact with both. If they're hanging out with friends and want to be able to call their parents in case of an emergency. If they're going to school and need to be able to call their parents to pick them up. Yeah.
Flip phone, man. Flip phone.
I'm a terrible parent because my 13-year-old does not have a cell phone.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between a smartphone and a flip phone. Once you can log on to the internet, that's a different world for kids. That's a game changer. That changes
it
everything.
It is, because no joke, we're out at baseball a lot, right? Luke's in club. He's rocking Little League. Jack's in archery. Brody's now in T-ball. So we're constantly out at different events. And it is interesting to see the siblings because there are kids on the team that are rocking sports. And then there's the siblings that are just like zombies in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Just staring. And so I don't want that for my kids because instead, if Luke's got a game, Jack's on another field, leading the charge with other kids playing baseball. Right. But then you've got some that are just seriously, so zoned out. It's like they don't even know where they are.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't ever want that. Because when parent tries to enforce, you see these kids just break down. I'm like, how are they so upset over this? How has this become such an addiction?
Right.
It's a stupid app. It's a video game. It's a, I was proud of my kid last week. He accidentally got locked out of his iPad, and he had a decision to make. It's like, I mean, you're gonna sit on this thing, or you're gonna wipe it. If you wipe it, there's a chance that you could lose everything. When was the last time you backed it up? When was it all your game data, all your everything? Ugh. And it was like, well, I did this, so I gotta wipe it, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And he wiped it, and he was so stoked when some of his games came back, and it was like, psych, it was cloud data. This worked out for some things, other things he lost, but he was okay with it. And it was like, all right, you can continue having these things because it's not like this weird, creepy addiction. I don't like that.
I was just thinking about, if we allow this to happen, the government to step in and regulate this, what's going to stop the government stepping in other areas? I think of candy. I think of soda.
Yeah, because Patrice just chimed in and said, listen, we grew up without phones in our hands or in our pockets. We were able to call our parents. We said we'd be at a certain place at a certain time, and they came and picked us up. It's not necessary for a kid to have a cell phone for those reasons. We never had them when we were kids. I don't know, man. Somebody said, yeah, they don't need a smartphone to do all of these things that people are talking about needing them for.
Right. There's all these excuses the parents have of why their kid needs a smartphone, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Get them a flip phone if you want them to have a phone.
Dude, or a pager. Remember pagers?
Yeah, man.
Nathan chimed in and said, I had a beeper when I was younger for emergencies. I don't think a cell phone's a problem. Yeah. Dude, a pager. What was your code?
Oh, I never had one.
I think mine was 22 because I was into Emmett Smith because I was dumb and a child.
Okay. 338-3700. Thank you for calling. You there?
Okay. Hello?
Oh, hi.
There you are.
Go ahead.
Hi. I wasn't sure you were talking to me. So I have a 15-year-old daughter, and she has a cell phone, and she uses it responsibly, and she knows that when she stays on it too long, I'm going to take it away.
Yeah. That's good. You're a good parent.
But she goes to a high school where if you don't have a device that does smart things, that you can't do your schoolwork because they pretty much use it for all their classes.
Isn't that crazy?
You know?
Yeah.
It is. It's insane. I'm like, I remember when we had to write on paper.
Yeah.
Don't a lot of schools now, I don't know if all of them do, but most of them have iPads, right?
Hers doesn't. She goes to LaSalle, and they don't have iPads.
Mm.
See, yeah, my son goes to Ames, and he uses an iPad for a lot of stuff there. And so he's got teachers that are specifically like, no, paper and pencil in this class. But then he's got other ones that it's like, we're going to be using this app.
Yeah.
You know,
I love both.
And I'm like, okay.
You know, why not both?
Yeah. Well, it's hard because you're putting that device into their hand, and you're like, hey, kid. Be responsible and do your homework on this thing, and don't play that app you love.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you for calling.
But it teaches them responsibility, you know?
Yeah. 585 Live if you'd like to text in, or 338-3700. We're also on Facebook Live. You can go there and watch. Leave a comment.
Luke is obsessed with YouTube videos of baseball. Like, he gets home from practice, and then I'll catch him on the couch just watching YouTube videos of catchers because he's a catcher, you know, and he'll just be watching
that's
plays.
Landon. Landon
and I'm like,
does that.
Wow. So yeah. I'm okay with these, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's
Landon is obsessed with watching other people's lives because there's a lot of YouTubers out there that just film their whole life. It's like a reality show on YouTube. He's obsessed with it.
We've talked about this device in the past, but remember Circle from Disney?
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about this coming up for parents who are like, I don't know what to do. Here's an interesting concept. We'll talk a little bit about it on the way back.
Also, we never had a chance to get to this list. I've been holding on to this for a while. Five things to do before you buy your kid a phone. I like these things that they mentioned. So we'll do that as well when we come back.
French terrorism police are investigating what they describe as a kamikaze-style attack on Paris's famed Champs-Élysées. They say a man attempted to crash a vehicle carrying an explosive into a police van. The assailant is dead.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Muslim men detained after the 9/11 attacks can't sue top law enforcement officials.
The president and the first lady welcomed Panama's president and his wife.
Triple-digit heat is scorching the desert southwest, highs around 120 or higher.
Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Tim Cook of Apple, and Eric Schmidt of Google's parent company Alphabet work out ways to improve the quality of digitally enabled government services.
In Georgia, voters head to the polls for a special election on a key House congressional seat.
Three cold weather sports are coming together under one logo. The U.S. ski, snowboard, and freestyle ski teams will now be part of one team.
Bad news for those summer barbecues. A new report from Dalhousie University suggests the price of meat will increase more than previously expected.
Welcome to the invasion. Hi.
Sup, dog?
Dex and Steve-O. It is 8:38.
Hi, today I have 101.
Just 101, guys. Traffic.
Which, by the way, it keeps climbing. Now it's saying 103. But I'm sticking with 101 because that's what they told me this morning.
Beautiful.
Accident. The shoulder is blocked. I-25 south at San Antonio Drive at Ellison. That's exit 231. You're traveling on I-25 southbound.
No other accidents to report at this time, although it feels like there was an accident in the studio with the air conditioning unit because it is currently stupid hot.
Oh, it is so hot.
Thank you for calling the Weather Phone. It is so hot, Beyonce and Jay-Z named their twins Ben and Jerry. Oh. It is so hot, the U.S. is accusing Russia of tampering with the thermostat. Thank you for calling the Weather Phone.
Gosh, yeah, thanks, Weather Phone.
You do so good work. So hot, man. Guys.
You do good work.
Airplanes can't even take off in Phoenix because
that's real.
Their tires will melt to
Sky
the ground.
Sky Harbor Airport, they canceled a bunch of... Man, and it's not just that. They canceled a bunch of flights because in Phoenix, the high today is supposed to be 120, a record-breaking day in Phoenix. And smaller aircrafts, not the 747s, but smaller aircrafts cannot fly above a temperature of 118 degrees. That's like they're running. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe this. So hot.
It is. It's so hot, guys.
Hot time, summer in the city. Man, girl, so pretty. I don't know the words.
Did we tell you how hot it's going to be today? Because it's going to be hot.
Pretty hot.
585 Live, if you'd like to chime in. Let's talk about this circle. The Disney, did they create this thing for kids and
the
internet?
Yeah, this is really interesting. As we're talking about the idea of parents being parents, we talked about this in the past, and about a week or so ago, Chrissy actually sent this to me and said, hey, this might be worth checking out.
I thought you guys were going to buy one when we talked about it earlier this year.
Yeah, and then I went, I don't even think I ever... Good morning, Javi. I don't think I ever took it home and talked to her about it. No, because she sent me this week and it was like, yeah, I know. We talked about this months ago.
Yeah,
but then I was like, maybe I shouldn't say that because then it'll be like, why didn't we talk about this?
This is really, really cool.
So we were talking about cell phone regulation. There's a dad in Colorado who wants to regulate to where kids under the age of 13 cannot have access to a cell phone, which is crazy.
Well, it's a smartphone, not a cell phone.
Okay.
Smartphone.
Smartphone. My bad. Internet.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are chiming in saying, man, it's not the phone, it's the internet that's the addiction.
Yeah.
So, because we're talking about, and people are like, I remember being so excited to go to computer class.
Yeah.
Remember back
yeah.
in the day? But since technology is basically everything now, it's like, meh.
Remember Oregon Trail?
Meh. Yeah, of course.
We used to get to play Oregon Trail in class.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times I died of dysentery. Pooping too much is no joke, guys.
Yeah, it's true.
Somebody said, I feel like giving a kid a phone or an iPad in a classroom is an example of a physical manifestation of temptation. Here, have this device to do your schoolwork, but don't you look at social media even though you have Wi-Fi access or play the games you love even though they're right in front of you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. In school, on their iPads and stuff, they don't have all those apps installed.
My son uses his personal iPad.
Okay, then that's
different. You can't. They don't give them. It's not like.
No, a lot of some schools do.
Some, not all.
Yeah.
Some schools have, you know, iPads for everybody, but ours does not. So Jack uses his own device.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. They say it could be teaching kids a bad habit of walking the line between what they're tempted to do and what they should be doing. How often do they cross that line? In their opinion, it's not a good idea. But on the flip side, it could teach them responsibility. Like, hey, you're in school. You know you're not supposed to do that. I don't know, because we had our cell phones in our pockets back in the day. We could still text in school. It was the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You were allowed to have it. You just weren't allowed to use it in class.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't always text in class, guys. Oh, man. Somebody just chimed in. We need to pray for them because they are currently driving to Scottsdale for a conference. Kill me now. That's what they said.
Okay. And back, let's think about that. There was no texting when we were in high school.
I mean, there was.
No, there wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Texting started when I first got married.
Okay, texting started before you got married.
No,
you just
way.
Didn't have cool devices.
No, there's no way. Maybe I'll give you a couple years before I got married where texting started, but there's no way in high school there was texting, was there?
I had a cell phone.
In 1998?
I was just about to say, I literally was about to say in 1998.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, and I remember how expensive it was because it was like, this device
oh my
is
gosh,
so cool.
You're
but
right.
You had to pay for it.
You're right.
You had to pay for each text.
And it was, I just, now it's coming back to me. I just remember going,
why would anybody do that?
Right, because it wasn't.
When you
it
could
wasn't,
call somebody.
It was like you could call, well, because they were both expensive.
Yeah.
Texting was supposed to be the cheaper option because it was like 10 cents a minute or something crazy like that. You only had a certain amount of minutes, and it was like cheaper at night and all these different rules and hours. And so texting, it was like a flat fee of like 5 or 10 cents. Imagine if kids had to pay for it like we did back in the day.
Right?
Like, hey, you can't just, you know, text all the
remember
time.
Remember when they used
or
to mail
FaceTime? Imagine how much that would be now.
Remember when they used to mail the call log to you and the texting log, and there'd be like this giant book that would show up, and mom and dad would just be so mad because you went over on your minutes.
Man.
You're right. I totally forgot that texting was
an option
back in the 90s. Man,
just not a lot of people used it. I totally had this flip phone, this cell phone, and I'll never forget. I could text, I could do these things, and I could check baseball scores. And I was like, I can check how the Angels are doing while I'm at work.
Wow.
This is crazy. So I'd be doing that. And then I got my first bill, and it was hundreds. Because they were like, well, you're using data every time you blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, data? What is that?
Yeah.
Seriously, hundreds of dollars. And I'm like, I hate you, Sprint! Because I jumped on board because they had this like baseball package.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you, or they didn't back then. Now it's totally different.
It is different
than what it used to be. Oh, man. Somebody chimed in and said, in Bakersfield, my daughter has to use her iPod in class. All the kids have the Wi-Fi password. She has a flip phone for calls and an iPod for work, schoolwork. Man.
585 Live if you want to text in.
Yeah. Somebody said back in the day, that's when I charged you like per letter. That's when the texting language was invented.
You're right. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hey, guys. I thought, if I remember correctly, I thought it was like 2001, 2002 when texting started like coming around. I thought like texting was for free.
No.
If I'm not mistaken.
No. It was so expensive. Somebody said,
was it?
Yeah, because somebody just chimed and said, do you remember when talking was normal and people said only text me in emergencies?
Yeah.
Now people
I totally
say,
remember
hey,
that
text
now.
Me and only call
no.
if it's an emergency.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that far back. I remember Snake and Nokia.
Yeah, that too.
Barely.
See, and that's what I had. I had a terrible phone that had like Snake and stuff. You could text, but it was also, it took forever because you just had the like, you know, you didn't have a keyboard. You had
the
nine buttons.
Times.
So it was like, bum, bum, bum. And then if you messed up, you're like, oh, you had to go back and change it. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Dude, if you're good, you could be like Matt Damon from The Town.
Oh, man.
Remember when he was texting? Well, what's his name? Was in the police room? He's like, you need to text your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
incredible.
I need some skills like that. I'm getting me an old phone.
Yeah,
there you go.
You guys
do it.
I just remember when I first started texting, how sore my
thumbs
were.
It's taking me back.
Oh my gosh!
Somebody said APS actually blocks sites like Facebook and Twitter, so even if you bring your own iPad and you use the APS Wi-Fi, you can't use certain social media sites. Interesting to know. Somebody said Steve-O was big time. I graduated in 2000. All I did was pass notes. No one had cell phones. See,
wow.
No way. Although I will say now. I'm going to get judged hard. I went to La Cueva. Everybody had Beamers and cell phones.
Yeah, that's right.
For real. I'm not even joking.
No.
And I was just
my
trying
son
to keep up
to La Cueva
with the, yeah.
It's yeah, same thing. Still the same thing, man.
Now I want to look up when texting became a thing.
Yeah, let's go over five things to do before you buy your kid a phone, cuz this these are good. This list that they put together, I totally agree with. Number one, set some rules and expectations, like they're not allowed to use it after 9 p.m. or they can't watch videos because they'll blow through all your data. Whatever the rules are, make sure you both agree to them beforehand. You also might want to get their passwords to all their social media accounts. That's important, man. If they have Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, you have to get all their passwords. And you have to check those things. You got to monitor that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, talk to them about sexting. Even if they forward a picture of someone else, they can get in real trouble for it. So explain why it's a big deal. They'll probably roll their eyes, but you have to talk about it. People are ruining their lives because they're posting things on Facebook.
Yeah.
And whether it's a drunk photo or it's them doing something illegal, and then they're not able to get a job later on because once that picture or video is out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
It's no going back. Talk to them about cyberbullying. Explain what it is and make them a promise to tell you if someone starts bullying them online. Also make them promise not to meet up with any strangers they meet online. Number four, make sure they realize it's a big responsibility. Phones are expensive and you're trusting them to make good decisions. And our last one, make sure they know it's really your phone, the adult's phone, the parent's phone. It's not their phone. You paid for it. You can take it back whenever you want. So they have to follow the rules. That's the one thing my oldest son, Caleb, he had a smartphone maybe for 4 months and he broke a rule.
Boom.
The rule is you break this one rule, it's gone, and he's had a flip phone ever since.
Man.
He's never, ever gotten a smartphone again, and I'm waiting for the day for Jaden to break that rule. But she's been really good. She's really responsible when it comes. She follows the rules. So I like that list. That's good.
I know, right? Taking a look at text messaging, it's going to blow your mind, my friend. Are you okay? Are you?
Oh, man, this is...
Because you're like, no way, bro!
Yeah, I totally forgot.
1984 was what? When it was developed.
1984?
Texting
was developed?
Or SMS, if you remember back
wow.
then.
Wow!
It was called Short Message Service, and that's because you could only send up to 160 characters. Remember, you would get like, well, you don't, because you weren't rich like me, apparently.
Yeah.
You would get like a half of a text, and then the other half would come in, and both parties would get charged. You'd get charged for sending it, and they'd get charged for receiving it.
On your brick phone?
Yeah, dude. I can't believe you don't remember this.
We never had one of those. We never had the brick phone.
So the concept was invented in 84, but it wasn't established until 92. And in 1993, Nokia was the first handset manufacturer that actually rocked SMS text messaging. 93.
Wow.
In 97... Nokia was the first manufacturer to produce a mobile phone with a full keyboard. I didn't have that. I still had to use the like QWERTY or whatever it was called. Oh gosh, dude. So yeah, the average American in 1997 sent 0.4 texts per month.
Wow.
Or sorry, in 95. So by 1999, texts could finally be exchanged between different networks because you couldn't do that before 99. It increased its usefulness, and by the year 2000, the average number of text messages sent in the U.S. increased to 35 per month.
Because I do remember, if you, let's say, were on Verizon, if you called somebody that was on AT&T,
oh, I know.
It would be like, oh my gosh.
That's why I was always stuck.
That's
when
it would steal your minutes.
What cell phone? AT&T? Unlimited, bro! Yeah. Calling you all the time! Yeah. Oh, me and Joey had the same cell service. That's like how we became best friends. It was like, I can call you whenever, bro.
Or
going to be friends for life.
Or there was, on your plan, it was, you can call anybody after 7 p.m.
Right. Right.
That's so you'd hilarious. Have to wait till after 7 p.m. and then you'd just be calling everybody.
This is real, man. So yeah. Anyway, back then it was cray cray, dog.
Different
Maybe
time,
we just
guys.
Need to go back to that. I mean, cell companies would love that because they could charge us crazy amounts of money for things, but it totally limited us.
Right.
Oh man. Yeah. Unlimited text and call after 7 or 9 on weekends. Remember that? It was like free weekends. It was a big deal. Like, oh, Saturday I'm going off. My ear is gonna be numb. Calling everybody I know. Yeah, dude. T9 texting. You had to keep hitting the number until you got the correct number. Oh, gosh. Yep.
So, tell everybody about this circle, because you never really got a chance to talk about this device.
So, we're talking about how Colorado, this dad in Colorado is, like, upset, and he doesn't know how to parent his kids. So, he's like, let's regulate it with the government. But a few months ago, we talked about this. Disney, guys, invented something called the circle, right? And it's pretty interesting. So basically it's like a hub inside your house that you can set up with your internet that you can set parameters for every single device. So it shows all your devices in the house and you're like, okay, here's my cell phone. Here's my, you know, and if you don't set the device, say a guest comes over, a friend comes over, obviously they can just jump on your Wi-Fi, whatever, unlimited usage. But, there's this tool that basically you can limit their content, time online, and monitoring capabilities
within. So essentially, you set it up to where you're like, all right, my son's iPad, he can have unlimited internet access between the hours of 3 p.m., say, when they get home from school, till 6 p.m. or whatever.
And after that, it shuts the phone
down? And after that, it completely
down.
Shuts it off.
They can't get
on
you
the
internet.
You cannot have service. Wow. You do not have access.
Especially during bedtime, because a lot of kids take their phones or iPads to bed, and they're up all night texting or watching videos.
So you can set it, you can limit it, and not only that, instead of having to get, like, some terrible... Because we use this app that... I don't want to blast it because it's a good idea, but Triple X Church, they have their own app where you can use their
Safari. It's like their search engine.
Yeah, it removes Safari and it's like their, you know, so they don't have access to certain sites. And it's really choppy. It's terrible. Like, Jack can't use that for school because it's really limited.
Yeah, I mean, it's they'll block pages that shouldn't be blocked.
Right, and so... But you can set filters for different users. So say, you know, the 13-year-old is allowed this access, whereas the 4-year-old on his iPad or his whatever it is only allowed this certain access. So, I mean, it's another device that you'd have to purchase. But that's one way that you can yourself say, all right, I'm going to set these parameters. But after a certain time, lights out.
It makes it simple. That's an easy way to control it.
Yeah.
You know, because we were also reading, there's a mom who she would every day she would change the password to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And the only way that each kid could get the password is if they completed all their chores.
Yep.
After school. And then mom would be like, here you go. But you got to change the password every day, which most parents just aren't going to do that. You know? So this device makes it easy where you set it up and then you just.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
A member of the Stormy said, you can actually do that with the most modern routers these days. Their Netgear lets them control all of that. You can also control the time limit. So you can set it up and say, hey, this device, we want to allow it 7 hours of total internet access this week.
Wow.
So you don't even have to set like time limits. You can just set the amount of hours you want it to be usable. And so when they use up all of their minutes, kind of like old school, it just shuts off.
Man.
Sorry, man, we gave you 7 hours this week.
7 hours for 1 week?
I know, right? Oof. I mean, I don't know. I was just trying to think like an hour a day.
That's still, it's...
Would they use up all 7 hours in the first day
would.
And then cry for 6 of them?
Ugh.
But it's a really interesting idea.
Or they could earn it back. They could earn back, you know, if they did more chores or they did something, you could always... earn back more minutes.
You can add more time. You can, which I think is a fantastic idea because obviously those kids will start like, man, doing chores because it's like you're slanging time, man, slanging that internet time.
I'm telling you right now, parents, if you have not used that as a form of punishment yet, discipline, like you need to do it because the minute you take the internet away, every kid, their life is completely over.
Yeah.
So if you want to, not have a brat for a child.
Okay.
You take the internet away and
it's
tell them.
It's not the internet's fault
you
that your kid's a brat necessarily.
This way, and I'll give you the internet back.
Okay. There's a lot more that goes
my
into kids being
great,
brats.
Man. My kids are great.
I mean, they're pretty fantastic.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Buck.
You always call us right before we have to take a break.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I call back?
I mean, it's like we have 1 minute until we have to take a break.
No, I need at least 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
I've got the best 4 minutes in radio.
You know what? I agree with that. I believe it. We missed you at Corn on Sunday night.
How was baby metal?
We missed it.
I don't want to talk about that.
We'll talk on the other side.
Buck. Oh, no.
We'll talk on the other side.
I'm going to get blasted. Great.
All right.
Call you back.
We'll call you back.
Okay.
All right.
My old job
wife. Yeah, Buck! I love that dude so much.
585 Live, if you want to text in or go to Facebook Live, you can be a part of the show, watch us. We'll be right back. Danny Gokey, The Comeback. Star 88. Dex and Steve-O, welcome to the show, everybody. Good to be here. 903.
High today of 103. I'm just going to go with it. It keeps climbing, man. I don't like this. I don't like it! There was an accident reported earlier, I-25 South at San Antonio Drive in Ellison. It looks like the shoulder is still blocked, but it's looking pretty clear at this point. Checking the other places. University Boulevard at Lomas. There's an accident reported there. So be careful if you are in the university area going to get some ribs or something from churches. I don't know. I mean, that's the first thing I thought of right there in that area.
Traffic!
Okay.
Ribs, man? You gotta bring ribs into it?
I'm gonna smoke some ribs, man.
Oh.
We gotta smoke some ribs.
Colin Buck, my old co-host. He called us for the break.
Yeah.
Yes!
Here we are, buddy.
Welcome back to the show.
Here we are.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome. Hey, so a couple of things. I heard you guys talking about controlling the internet.
Yep.
And I just bought these devices. Basically, you put them around the house, and what it does is it makes sure that you don't have any dead spots in your wireless network.
Okay.
But then what it also does, it allows you to control the internet completely.
Man.
So you can block sites, you can set time limits, you can do all kinds of really cool stuff.
Sounds just like the Circle from Disney.
Yeah, it also sounds like you've got that real estate money. So,
You know what? Honestly, man, it was like my house was built in 1951, so it has plaster walls.
Yeah.
And so our signals have always been really bad. So really, the thought behind buying it was just to make a better Wi-Fi signal in my house, but
yeah.
Then I got the added bonus of being able to completely control the internet. I think it was like,
Airport Express? Express?
No, not the Airport Express.
Okay.
This was the Google device that they just came out with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you get a little pack of three of them, and it covers my whole house. I think it was like $250.
What?
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy expensive. There are other systems out there that are a lot more expensive.
Yeah,
but
that's
that
still
Google one actually had the highest ratings.
Wow,
man.
Yeah, I think the Circle. Yeah. The Circle's like $90.
Is
bucks?
It? $100.
I think that's what you said when we talked about it before.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what one. That's what one of these things costs by themselves. But if you buy the pack of three, you get a small discount. But I think if you just wanted one.
And it doesn't. The Circle, I don't think, boosts your Wi-Fi signal.
No,
nah,
you can
just
control. So no, it just controls. It can manage, you know, devices in the house, and you can set time limits, filter content.
Like, I have the guest wing, and then I have the basement,
bomb shelter. Yeah, you got it all.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a guest wing.
I was gonna say, man, I'm gonna be staying over there quite a bit. So
yeah, I'll tell you what, man. My basement, I actually had to work from there yesterday because the air conditioning was out of my office. And man, that's a nice room. It's nice and it's comfortable and it's cool and it's nice.
Yeah, I was down there. It was a couple weeks ago. You took us on a little tour of your palace.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I guess my invite got lost in the mail. Your butler may have forgotten to send me one.
Dex didn't invite you. He was supposed to.
That's a lie. Don't listen to him.
What a jerk. You know, I feel way less bad about making him miss his stupid band.
Yeah, so we showed up at Korn the other night, and Steve-O was... He was smoking a brisket.
Okay, let me set the stage.
Don't tell the whole
Aaron.
Story again.
Okay, I'll keep it quick. I got a smoker for Father's Day, all right? And I've never smoked anything before on a grill. And
this story's longer than actually smoking a brisket.
And speaking of, we got to bring him into studio. Come in studio, because this is the reason I got the smoker. We're live on Facebook Live. You have to put your shirt back on, sir. Gosh. Stephen Christian from Amberlin joining us.
Guys, I didn't know.
Can I still say from Amberlin? Because you're still
really.
From Amberlin. Put your headphones on, because Buck's on the show.
Oh.
So I got a smoker for Father's Day because Steven gets all the cool toys. And then Chrissy's like, oh, it'd be cool if Steven was more like that Steven. And so she got me.
So you got chickens?
So that's, yeah.
So I get cool.
Yeah, we're looking at goats next. So I got this smoker, and I'm thinking, I got to try a brisket. So I went down to the old factory where they get everything in bulk and got me a brisket, and I didn't realize it was going to be my entire day. Like,
it is.
I put it on at,
oh my gosh, 11, you're going to tell the whole story.
A.M.
11 a.m. Oh,
and then at about noonish 1 p.m., my buddy Ken from Islander hits me up, who I actually, oddly enough, met at Steven's house.
That's right.
A couple years back, and was like, dude, I'm in your town.
I take a nap.
Come kick it. You know, we'll get you VIP. We'll get you backstage, whatever. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to call my lowly friend Dex, who doesn't get concert tickets anymore. And I said, Dex.
You owe me like 1,000 tickets.
I do. So 998 now. So I said, Dex, I got a pair of passes backstage for Korn later. Is this something you want to do? And he's like, yes, save me from my terrible existence. So I said, there's a stipulation. I got a brisket smoking, and I've never smoked anything before. This could take hours. I said on a grill. I've never smoked anything on a grill. And so it could take who knows how long.
All right.
So I was thinking 4 p.m., maybe 5 p.m.
Yeah.
6 p.m.
Bucky's still there.
Yeah.
It took
a while. And Ken sent me the set list, you know, of like who's playing when. And Baby Metal was going on at 7:20. And I've never even heard of
what? You never heard of Baby Metal?
Right. Everybody's heard of Baby Metal.
Everybody's heard of Baby Metal.
Dex lost his mind and wanted to make sure we were there for Baby Metal. But the brisket.
And now you know why.
The brisket took so long that we were in line at will call, waiting and listening to Baby Metal.
I was actually at the top of the guitar at the pavilion, you know, at the very top, listening to Baby Metal. Couldn't see anything, but I could kind of hear them in the distance.
Whatever.
So cool.
That was my experience.
So we got there, and to be fair, we got there with plenty of time, but there was a girl in front of us at will call who was obviously in the wrong place, and it was like, oh, I don't have the credit card. Oh, I didn't bring an ID. Oh, I think I'm really drunk. Oh, and she just couldn't get the tickets, and finally the lady pushed her aside to allow us to go forward, and I'm like, yeah, I'm on the guest list for Korn. Just need my P. Okay, here's our VIP. And we walked into the gates as Baby Metal was like, arigato!
Arigato!
And they got off the stage, and I was like, oh no.
Yep.
Oh no. It was terrible. Completely missed Baby Metal.
But we got to see Nickelback. I mean, Stone Sour.
Oh, dude. Oh, no. I'd never even heard Stone Sour before.
Off.
I'd never even heard that band before. And
that's on you.
And he was like, well, it's the lead singer of Slipknot. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be so heavy and lame, and I'm going to hate everything. And
he's still there.
He's like, no, this is going to be good.
Barely.
They, I would put them in the same genre,
I never thought
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely.
I never thought about it until now.
I downloaded like two of their records because I was like, Corey can sing, man. This is pretty good. It's you put that side by side with Nickelback, and I'm wondering what the difference is.
Well, there's a bitter difference. I mean, they're better.
What?
Nickelback?
You think they're better?
Well,
I don't know.
Who's got more hits?
Name three songs by Stone Sour.
Cry Baby Cry.
Beautiful.
Listen to the Rockets and Bombshell.
Okay, dang. Wow. You actually listen to them. Okay. Name three songs by Nickelback. Don't try and lie.
With Arms Wide Open.
Nope. That's. Touche. Touche.
Gotcha. Woo!
Well, Buck, thanks for holding on the line.
I want to say it was great talking to you guys, but I really didn't get to say anything.
Hey, thanks for listening, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We'll talk to you later.
Hey,
okay, bye.
That's what it's like every time we hang out with you and AJ. So,
what are you talking about? What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
Because you guys just talk. Last time you were in here, we said seven words, and I was like, man, I really miss you guys. I wish we could hear about what's going on in our lives. I'm just selfish. I'm selfish. That's what it is.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Hey, I wanted to let you guys know, too, my new podcast is starting in a couple of weeks.
Shut up. Are you serious? You're starting a podcast?
Yeah. I'm going to do it out of my basement.
What?
Can I be a guest?
I need a name for it, though. Can you guys help me think of a name?
Steven Christian Hour.
Yeah. There you go. The Steven Christian Hour.
You know, Steven? You're going to be our first guest.
Yes! I'm in.
Oh,
hey, what? What
me,
about...
Me and my new co-host.
Oh, man. You guys cannot
wait. Buck, we need to talk, man. My phone number is 863-6...
I'm really, really good with naming things. I named the Morning Invasion. I mean, come
what
on.
What about Buckshot?
I like that. Hey, Buck.
I like that. Buckshot. How about this? How about Double Up, Buck?
$1,000.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Buck, wow. Here's what I want from you. Until you actually set up the podcast and it's ready to go, don't call in and promote that you're going to do a podcast. Okay? Because you've been talking about doing a podcast since we got fired.
Okay?
The rack is built in my garage.
Okay.
It's ready to go.
Okay.
We're going through dry runs. It's literally like 14 days away.
Okay.
I don't know what that's from, but that's my favorite.
Bachelorette.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Buck, give me a call.
Right.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, great.
I'll call you.
There you go.
See you later.
All right. Great. We brought him on, and now we have competition. Why would you do that?
There's no competition. Are you kidding me?
There isn't.
What are we going to talk about? Real estate the entire
time?
Hey,
I would be fine with it. Of course you would. What would you like to buy this week? No, what would you like to buy this week?
Because you guys, he's got all that real estate money and you got all that Amberlin money. You guys could seriously talk about things that none of us would be interested in. Because we can't afford it.
You know how boring polo is? Well, I bought three horses. Yeah, just want to play with my...
Incredible.
What's going on? Hey, and by the way, you know, you just quizzed me on the Stone Sour songs. I totally made all three of those up.
Shut up. Did you? Awesome. You are brilliant.
Cry, baby, honestly, cry. I have no clue.
I like that band, and I was sitting there going, I've never heard those songs
before. They're B-sides.
Okay.
Off a record that never existed.
Thank you for being honest, because I was like, wow, I'm impressed. I don't know any Stone Sour.
Exactly. While your eyes were like, wow.
Yeah.
Man, I even forgot the third song I even mentioned.
I was listening to them last night because I downloaded some records because I was like, yeah, it was fun to see live.
Yeah.
And Chrissy was in pain. Like, I think she was like, she was physically ill, hated every second of it.
Here's why I like it. Because
Nickelback.
Why I like Stone Sour. It's because Slipknot is so, I think, prolific. I think they're really smart. Whether you like the music or not, they're smart.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Super smart.
And that.
And then to kind of go to a different genre and still kind of pull off some hooks and get, you know, like, they're pretty good, man.
Right.
Check this out. Here's something really interesting, actually.
People can't do that.
No. Stone Sour is his first band.
That's awesome.
I had no idea. Cool.
And he didn't know that. And I broke that this morning because I was talking about how that was Corey's first project. Stone Sour, they were rocking and rolling. And two members, it was Corey and the guitar player. I don't know Slipknot at all. And they decided to start working on this heavier side project, Slipknot. And then Slipknot went...
Yeah. So Jesse is his name, who you're talking about.
Probably.
And I didn't know. I mean, this is not made up. So Jesse is a friend of mine from L.A. because his wife used to cut my hair, and she's the one who told me about Stone Sour in the first place. She's like, "Oh, my husband, in the band with a guy named Slipknot." I was like, "Oh, probably going to check this out." And that's when I kind of like.
Who's Jesse in the band?
He's
the
guitar player.
Man, they were rock solid, man. They were fun to watch. They really were. Yep. Great artists.
Anyway, I'm just saying, whether you like the music or not, you have to respect the fact that, like, you can pull off two different genres, basically.
Yeah.
And do it well.
Depends on who you're talking to. Chad Kroeger, not impressed.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't even know he had a side project.
No, he doesn't, but he did have some words this week for Corey.
What?
I can't think of another band that's as diverse as we are.
Nickelback. He's talking about
Nickelback. I don't think that's me talking from pride or ego. I mean, you're sitting across the table. You know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Can you name me another band that could play?
I would say Stone Sour, right out of the...
Stone Sour?
Stone Sour is like, it's very diverse, too.
Yeah, because they're trying to be Nickelback.
Oh, my gosh!
Corey Taylor has said some really nasty things about me before in the press. And he talks about how easy it is to write a hit song. Well, show me. Show me.
Oh.
Write one.
I feel like I'm watching a car accident.
You're
and
okay.
I can't stop.
They're not as good as Nickelback.
Oh my god!
They sound like Nickelback Light. We were signed to the same label. They had to put on masks and jump around.
Turn off the hate. Beat each other.
Here's what I will say.
But
this is what I will say.
He just went. Not that he was up in my book. He just went down a few more levels.
If you look at Nickelback and you see the crossover that they've been able to have on. Pop,
sure.
Rock stations,
yeah.
The hits that they have put out over the years is insane.
Absolutely,
they sold millions and millions of records.
Over 10
Stone Sour.
That's
fine. Not even in that same ballpark.
Absolutely not.
So in a way, I get what he's saying. But at the same time,
That is crazy ego. Yeah. You know what? Know your role, man. Mm. If you're cheesy, new metal light band like Nickelback, own it. Just own it. Just shut up and own it. Like, I don't know.
I feel like because Corey Taylor probably said some stuff about him, he's just firing shots back.
Be the better man.
Right.
You can't sink that low, especially when that's kind of Slipknot's role is to kind of be market disruptors. And, you know, we hate God and everything else. Well, I don't know if they would say that, but you know what I'm saying? They want
They're pretty like aggro, man.
Yeah, I mean, but that's their thing. That's their shtick. You know, it's like kind of like Green Day, which was so funny to me. They won a Grammy for American Idiot, which is a record about American politics, about how it sucks. But isn't that what punk rock is?
Right.
So people are like, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Here's an award.
That
blew my mind that they would win that award. But dude, just be quiet. Yeah. That's so embarrassing, man. Mm. I feel really embarrassed for that dude.
Hey, Nickelback's coming to town. You want to go?
Please go with us. We want to be
Facebook Live in the pit.
No.
Because we were in the pit for Korn. Which, by the way, where were you, buddy? Where were you?
I mean, taking a nap, grilling out, smoking ribs like a man.
You know, I did that.
Finishing it.
That's weird. I did both.
Here's one thing that Steve-O and I noticed, because we hadn't been in the pit in a while, and Steve-O hadn't seen Korn in a long time. And we were talking
20 years.
We were talking about
I haven't seen him in 20 years. Oh,
wow. When we were in our 20s or even in our teens and we would go to a show, the pit was just crazy.
Right.
You know, the mosh pit.
Yes.
People were crowd surfing.
Yeah.
We looked around the mosh pit.
And there was a
mosh going, but I looked around and didn't see any young people. They were all around our age or even like they were older than us. And they weren't. It wasn't like it used to
be. Some people are probably going, now I can get in the pit or I can make it to work tomorrow.
And one guy,
a broken leg.
There was one guy, we called him Chicago Bulls because he was wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey.
Right.
And he got in the pit and guess what? He rolled his ankle.
I had to catch him.
He fell into me
and I caught him.
And you're like,
because I was on the edge of the pit just trying to like watch people and make sure everybody was safe. I'm not even being funny. Because a girl got mauled. And thankfully, like, we all went over there and everybody picked her up right away. So people were, like, kinder, I guess. But, like, Chicago Bulls rolled his ankle and, like, fell into me. And I had to hook his arm and pick him back up. And, like, two other dudes had to help because he was
got
a
injured,
big
man.
Dude.
As he was falling, he goes, someone call the mini mart. I'm not making it tomorrow.
I was just, he was able to get back into the pit, like, 20 minutes later.
Yeah, we saw him roll back in. We're like, he's going for it.
It's because he was wearing a Dwayne Wade jersey and not a Derrick Rose jersey. If he was wearing a Derrick Rose jersey, he'd be out for 2 years.
I'm surprised it wasn't Pippen. See, that would make more sense.
Yeah, right?
If it was Pippen, they'd be like, oh, that makes
Jordan jersey, he's got 103 degree flu, and he's just in there in the pit, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it was hilarious.
It's crazy, though, to see just how it's changed so much, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I would like to see what would be the younger, you know, I don't know, kind of like of Mice and Men or something like that. I don't know. I think the pits are not as crazy as it was back in the day, simply because of like lawsuits and people like, you know, no moshing and all that kind of stuff.
See, and there's another thing, the whole smartphone thing. That was driving me completely insane. I couldn't see in front of me. We were in the pit, and everybody in front of me was holding up their cell phone.
I don't understand it.
Because the whole time.
Even when people, like, you know, people would ask me in interviews, I would never say anything from stage, because it's people paid to get in there. That's their, you know, they could literally pay and then just leave. I don't care. You know, you paid the money to get into the show. I don't understand. Number one, You're not going to have good quality, right?
On your cell phone.
It's going to sound horrible. Yeah. You know, and if you're going to do it for the experience or to show your friends on Instagram, do one song and then end it.
See, Steve-O and I, I'm okay with you pulling out your phone, and this is what we did. Every other song, or even every song, I would pull out my cell phone and I'd get a little 15-second clip.
Or take a picture.
And I'd put my phone back in my pocket. Everybody was sitting there filming the entire show.
Right. Yeah.
It was insane
to me. If you really wanted to document the moment, or you're like, oh, man, what if I miss any of these songs? You could probably just go, you know, go to YouTube and write Albuquerque Korn, and there you go. I mean, I don't understand it. Like, be in the moment, man.
Have a
good time.
Yeah, enjoy it. Let it all just sink in, man. Yes. You're there.
Hey, Steven, can you change over to that mic, please?
Yeah.
There are too many fans who can't see you on Facebook Live.
I don't want to do that.
Your hair is like, beautiful.
They're like, hey, we can't see Steven. Is he really in the studio? I don't believe it.
He's right here, guys.
It's not live.
I can't do
that. It's not real.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're interested, I took a look at billboard.com to check chart history as far as number one hits. on the top 200 or the hot 100, all the different charts. How many number ones do you think Stone Sour's ever had?
Number one on Billboard? Never.
I'd say one.
Never.
Bother.
See, and I thought it would be Through the Glass or Bother would be a number one. Through the Glass peaked at 39 and Bother peaked at 56.
That's fine. You know, if they can't, you know.
How many number ones do you think Nickelback has had?
Ooh. 10.
Not 10.
Someday.
6 or 7. 7. I'd say 7.
Oh, you guys are going to throw up.
35.
Wait, number one weeks on Billboard or just
no? Number one songs on Billboard.
Oh, number one songs. Oh, 15.
35.
No, not 35.
42.
Here's the problem.
This says 48, but...
Oh, no way.
Think about it, though. Warped. They had so many hits.
Here's the deal.
Let me just name some.
No, please don't.
Remind me. Oh, Photograph. Okay. Rockstar. Yep. Someday. Far Away. Wow. Gotta Be Somebody. If Everyone Cared. If Today Was Your Last Day. Saving Me. This Afternoon.
Wow. Here's the problem with those songs is that... How they did is they wrote the first hit, and then they wrote the same song over and over again.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that, that's okay, right?
I mean, it is. It's fine because, I mean, number one, it's selling, so it's working.
For them, it's okay. And but people are still buying records, so they obviously like the music.
When
I buy an Amber Lynn record, I know what I'm getting into, you know, because it sounds like Amber Lynn. You guys didn't really change your sound at all. I mean, it was Amber Lynn.
Mm.
Did you stick with that formula?
Yeah, you know, we did because we felt like, you know, if you want to change the sound so drastically, just go start a freaking side project. Yeah. That's what, you know.
Called Anchor and Braille.
Yeah. And Sins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sins.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and Carol Hood. And then, you know, Loose Talk. So everybody had their own side thing. But it was just kind of like, listen, Amber Lynn is Amber Lynn. I mean, even the lyrics, you can't really get outside of a particular genre. People are just.
I don't know, man. You guys were still a little diverse because I remember times where, okay, post Cities. Cities was obviously like,
okay, Before you go any further. Understand that every song was like almost a compilation record because I mean if you had Cities
true.
Because you could have a hard song and then the second song is like a super pop, so it's all over the place, so that's kind of our shtick was like all over the place.
I mean, sound wise there were still albums that I think differentiated because of the time period, because of the who was involved in the writing process or whatever it was, because you could take Cities and you put it next to Dark as the Horse, Light as Your Mom. That's my favorite, actually. And it was completely different because
My Mom's So Dark.
Cities was poppy, but had the rock element and fun. And Dark as Your Mom, Light as the what? I don't even remember what that album's called.
The one with the horse on it.
The one with the horse on it.
Remember that one time with your friends?
That was a pretty heavy record.
That was
a dark record.
Yes.
And so, but honestly, it's still my favorite album.
That's awesome.
So
appreciate that.
Cities is different. Cities is like the
it's the greatest
Bleed
album.
American or
that's the best thing he's ever did.
Clarity it, to me, you know what I mean? It's like this is the pinnacle Jimmy Eat World record. Everything else is still really really good, but that's
everything else was terrible. Cities is the best.
Gosh, you were so dumb. So dumb.
Good talk, everybody. Awkward.
Speaking of music and you and Anne Berlin. We got Freedom.
Yeah, he's not even on Facebook Live right now, and you're wanting to talk more about him, really? You think he's going to be cool with this? All right. Let's talk more about you.
Oh, okay.
Freedom Celebration.
Yeah.
The not Amberlin.
Yeah.
Coming around.
Cool.
Tomorrow.
I'm excited.
You and Joey?
The one day only you and Joey. I was actually talking about this earlier. 2003.
You should call him.
We met. Shut up. Can we call him right now? What time is it?
I'll text him while we're talking and see.
Yeah. You guys came through with a radio tour promoting your brand new band that was not even released yet. And now here it is, 2017, and Joey's coming back into town, and you guys are going to be playing stuff from your solo project.
Yes.
Playing some Amberlin songs. Can we make requests?
Yeah, sure. Okay. What do you want? I mean, I'm going to say no, but to whatever you
Adelaide?
Want to ask.
No.
No,
Adelaide.
What do you mean? That's
you
one of the greatest songs.
The dumbest.
Godspeed?
Of all of the tracks, you went with Adelaide.
Never
first.
Take friendship personal.
No,
they can't do that one because obviously there's only one other band member coming. So people did. Just kidding. Oof. I'm totally kidding.
Gosh. Jeez.
I wish they listened to their own albums. Am I right? Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So true.
I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
Whisper in a Clamor.
No. I can't believe you know these songs.
You're like one of my favorite bands.
Oh, God.
Don't make it dumb. That's awesome, man. Thank
you. I'm serious.
No, I do remember this, though.
No.
Is that the name of the song?
It was called Stranger Ways.
Stranger Ways. That's like Stranger Things.
No, I get them confused.
Even you looked at me like, wait a second.
Wait, is that right?
Okay, wait. I want to play a game.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I'm going to get a timer here.
All right.
This is real. Who is a bigger Amberlin fan? Can we have some music?
We don't. Okay.
Get some music.
Yeah. All right. Since Dexter is the fan, you're not allowed to name any song that you've already named. You're not allowed to name any song you've already named. Oh, big gosh. Fan.
Alright.
It's gonna be you versus Steven.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Who can name 10 Amberlin
songs?
Ten
versus
I just
me?
Named
versus
four.
You. And I'm not allowed to even say those? Can I?
You haven't even named like big hits yet.
I think this is a little unfair, to be honest.
Okay, fine.
As a lead singer, man.
You wrote this song. You thought it was called Stranger Things. It's called Stranger Ways.
I think it should be between you and Steve-O, anything. Because okay. Steve-O is always talking about it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Amberlin. Blah.
No, because I can
immediately Bye, Baby, Bye. Okay. Rocket Ship.
Come on, Dex. I believe
Sour
in you.
Stone.
I believe. Sour nope, Stone. That's not.
Nork.
I believe in you.
It's corn backwards.
Paper Thin Hymns.
Yo! It's actually Paper Thin Hymns. No, you already got it wrong. No, that's no. wrong. That's
I'll
wrong.
Give it to him. I'll give it to him.
Did you say Whisper in a Glamour?
I did.
Did you say that? Feel Good Drag? Did you already say that?
Nope.
No, I...
He didn't?
The Haunting. People are chiming in with songs
I said
now.
Adelaide.
Which was... That was a good one.
I said Godspeed.
Will you play Art of War?
No.
Come on. Gosh, I love that record so much.
Thanks, man.
It was a good record. It was a really good record.
I appreciate the crap out of this, guys. Good times.
Are you, I mean, is there any nerves about revisiting your past life? Playing some old songs?
No, not, I mean, I guess my only nervousness is the fact that, like, you know, three of the dudes are just friends from Arizona, right, that I'm playing with.
Yeah.
They're in a band called The Advance. Okay. You know, JP, and Daniel.
They're playing with you?
Yeah.
Shut up!
That's the backing
That's
band.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then Joey, who's solid. But bringing them all together the day before playing in front of 18,000 people,
yeah.
That's a little bit of like a, please don't mess this up.
Yeah.
I'm not really scared of like, you know, hiccups in the set. It's rock and roll. You just do it, you know, just keep going.
When was the last time you did any form of calisthenics or anything? Because you used to, you know, in the Amberlin days, kind of jump around and you're like, come on, guys. And then you do like the Mick Jagger thing and you're running around.
Thanks for not making me sound like Kermit when you said that. I appreciate that.
I didn't. That was more like Miss Piggy, if anything. Save a Christian. So, I mean, when was the last time you really did any cardio?
Yesterday I walked to my car.
That does not count.
You read your horse.
Don't get breathy on us, man. I mean, the altitude here, I get it. Now you're like big time. You're doing worship here at Calvary.
Because I'm jumping around.
And you're not. No, you're not. That's the thing. You're like standing there like, oh, and so. Holy come on, man. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to prepare you, man. You've got a couple weeks.
No, I'm going to crush it.
Yeah, you got 11 worry. Days, I think. It's 11 days till you
My
gotta...
wife asked me if Stephen Christian was going to show up, and I said yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I said yes.
All right.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stoked.
Yeah,
that's going to be so much fun.
It's just going to be fun hanging out with Joey. Christian was going to play with me, but then he got a show. Loose Talk got on Warp Tour for that date. And I was like...
Why do you have to say that? That makes me
I was
sad.
Like, playing in front of...
I know, right?
30 people in St. Petersburg. Okay, 3,000. Whatever.
Yeah.
Or 18,000
playing some old... Oh.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Priorities, man.
So you have an album coming out.
I do.
Stephen Christian does.
It's called Wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Friday, we're going to do this, right? Are we doing this Friday?
Yeah, we're doing this Friday. Friday at noon, right?
Friday at noon, live right
it's
here.
It's going to be fun.
We'll go Facebook Live, too.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be in studio.
It'll be fun, man.
Going through the entire album.
Entire record.
Are we going to get to talk about each song?
Yes, if you want to. We can take as little or much time as you would like.
Now, the question
is... I'm excited about it, man.
Yeah. Do you consider it a worship project? It's a worshipful
Absolutely.
Record.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so when I was getting out of Amberlin, I had signed a deal with Word Publishing, and basically they were sending me to write songs with people, and I wrote country and pop and all these different kind of genres, but I kept coming back to worship. And so after a while, I realized, like, man, these people are like, okay, I'm going to put this on my record. And I was kind of like a little upset about it. I was like, whoa, I wrote that, you know?
Yeah.
And so after a while, I realized, hey, I want to put this out. This is like the overflow of my heart. You know, like these are songs that I created. I don't really want you to put them on your record.
Would you say that you owed it to yourself?
I'm going to slap you.
Just slap it.
So hard. I will. Can I tell you a funny story about writing songwriting?
Yeah.
So, you know, like I mentioned, you know, songwriters usually get together with, you know, it'll be kind of like a lyric melody guy will get together with a producer and then they'll bring in an artist. So one time I was doing this pop guy and it was basically a Jesus Justin Bieber. No joke.
Okay.
And so we spent from like 9 in the morning till about 4 in the afternoon and I'm writing this pop song and it's actually really good. And it was pretty funny because every time that like the guy who was writing the record, actually one of the Jars of Clay guy who was actually writing the beats for the song, every time he would push play, like space bar after the beat he created, like this Justin Bieber dude would start dancing and it got real awkward because he was dancing a little bit like inappropriate to a Christian song.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was hilarious. And we kept kind of giving each other eyes like, oh my God, this is so awkward. And so 4 o'clock rolls around. And finally, we're like, all right, man, go in there and track. Get in the booth. Oh, and also let me add in, the Dattinger was there the entire time giving me suggestions. And I was like, about melodies and music. And I was like, and your name is, you know, like, because he was like, oh, you know what would be great right here is if he was like, bop. And it was like, you know, I was like, dude, seriously, stop talking. Do yourself a favor. You know,
oh,
it was
man.
The dad manager sitting there trying to tell his son and me what was best for Jesus, Justin Bieber. So it came about 4 o'clock and I'm exhausted. I know it sounds funny, but songwriting is really, I know it sounds pretty.
No, it doesn't.
But if you've ever tried to do it, try to do it all day.
You do it every day.
It's pretty like.
You exhaust creativity kind of quickly.
Not, yeah.
No, I'm being serious.
I know. It's like.
We do this for 4 hours every day and people are like, oh, you talk for a living? It's like,
dude.
It's just exhausting.
Hey, even trying to write a parody song like I try to do, I sit in that studio over there and just go, I'm an idiot.
Which, by the way,
of anything. Right.
Multiple people want to hear YOLO live, by the way.
Yes, absolutely. So, that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No. Dude, try anything that you make fun of. For instance, like MMA or boxing.
Right.
Holy, just spar.
You and I got to go do that once at Jackson's gym.
That is tough, man. Yeah. Anyway, side note. I was reading this article about this guy just trashing LeBron James for losing. And I thought to myself, like, for losing the NBA Finals. I thought to myself, like, dude, what basketball game have you ever played?
Right.
Yeah. Let alone championship have you ever got to.
Right.
Whatever you make fun of, go try once. So anyway, it's 4 o'clock. I'm mentally exhausted. I am just like at the so it's finally time for the guy to go in the sound booth and record the song. And so, you know, we push play on the track and he was like, my ass like a
what?
It was so he couldn't sing.
What?
I think our label should have told us that before we went spent all day writing with this guy. He literally was like, okay. It even held an ear.
Wow.
Because then there's no need with headphones on to hold your ear, right? The reason that people used to hold their ears because they had no in-ear monitors.
Right, they were rocking a wedge or something.
They had just the wedge. They couldn't hear themselves, so they had to hold one ear, and then that somehow made it into the R&B culture.
Right.
And now some people I don't know why
with in-ears, just holding it.
Yeah. So, dude, we have cans, like, you know what we're wearing right now. He had headphones, and he's holding, he puts his finger under the headphone.
He was trying to act like he knew what he was doing. Yeah.
I looked at the guy, and I was like, dude, I am so sorry if this strains our relationship. Not the Justin Bieber dude, his name was Matt Bronlewy from Jars of Clay. And I was like, I'm so sorry, Matt, if this strains our relationship, I'm leaving.
Oh, wow.
You I got just up left. And left. Yeah, I just left.
I was going to ask, so what did you do at that
left.
Point? Auto-tune? Is there any way to save?
No.
Like, no?
You can't. Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm sure Matt tried to stick around and save it, but I was just so infuriated.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay. All that to say, Wildfires. I'm really excited about it. These were songs that I kind of helped write for other people, and then slowly they became mine, and then I started to write a few myself, and... Yeah, I'm really, really proud of the record.
So let me get this straight. So you wrote those songs for other people. You gave them to the people, and then you like, I want them back?
Basically.
Wow.
Okay. Basically.
Because that seems pretty messed up.
Yeah. Except for, I would call them and just say, hey, are you thinking about putting that on your record eventually or whatever? And they're like, yeah, I'll put it on my record eventually. And I was like, hey, can I put it on my record now?
Right.
And so they can still, they're free to do that.
Okay,
you
gotcha,
know.
Yeah.
Just people think they've ripped me off, you know, and that's fine. But no, it was a lot of fun to work with just random people I got, you know, with friends around town in Nashville, like Mike Donaghy and stuff like that.
Yes, so, dude.
And
he really is one of the coolest dudes on the planet.
You know what, man? And I was just saying this to somebody yesterday. dude, that guy is just on all the time. Yeah. Like, as far as, like, he's never, he's not fake. And right. I will be
Mike Donahue, frontman of 10th Avenue North.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, there are some people behind the scenes that they're like, yeah, yeah, Brady. And then yeah. they get, and then they just off camera, they're just kind of yeah. like, son of a, you know, yeah. they're just that right? kind of person.
Yeah.
Dude, not Mike. That genuine, guy's got true blue. Solid faith.
Yeah. And, you know, loves the Lord.
Yeah.
But that's he actually changed my, man.
This is crazy to say, but I'm now that I'm thinking about, without Mike Donahue, I don't think this record would be, Wildfires would ever come out, because wow. I hated Christian music and Christian culture and the Christian record scene. And it yeah. took me moving to Nashville. It took me meeting people like Mike Donahue to say, okay, all Christians aren't bad. All Christian right. artists aren't bad. You know, Christian music isn't bad, because yeah. I had such a horrible taste in my mouth for things that happened to me early in my career, as far as Christians were just nutty. And it took people, and I would say, I would attribute it mainly to Mike, to change my mind, to go to say, okay, he's the same person on and off.
Right.
And dude, yeah, that's not, guys, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to call him and tell him that today.
Were you friends prior to moving to Nashville, or was it like he just was in your neighborhood? Because you guys were neighbors.
Dude, this is so... Okay, so how we, how we met was basically... I was at a coffee shop with my wife, right? And we're just sitting there, and I... This sounds really bad, but I noticed this girl, right?
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, you just... I just knew...
Right.
She was wearing hot red pants. Right. It's not like, you know, like she right. was wearing blue, like, jeans and a white shirt. I wasn't right. checking right. out. Right. And she just came into this coffee shop. It's like, that girl's not... that. I mean, she's got...
hot red pants.
Hot red pants. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. And so we were at Whole Foods about 20, 30 minutes later, my wife and I. And I'm like, oh, that girl was at Ugly Mugs. And she's like, how would you know?
Oh, man.
And I was like...
Because she's wearing crazy loud
hot yeah. red pants. And my right. wife was not happy.
No, right. no. Yeah.
And I'm not, you know,
no wife would be happy with that. No.
But it's not like hot.
No,
it's
I
like
know what you mean.
Bright, yeah. bright red right, right. pants. Right. I mean, that's confidence right there.
Sure.
So this girl with the hot red pants is walking up to me now. And I'm just like, oh, you know, no. Please right. go
It's not happening.
Because your wife's got that like Italian blood in her. She'll oh, yeah. stab somebody in a Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. This has happened before.
Oh,
Julie will walk right in front of the person right in front of me. Just
no
like,
way.
What's up? So, she's done it before. She's had to.
She's cray cray.
No,
I'm glad
it.
I'm a dude.
I love it.
We're friends.
You know? So anyway, here comes hot red pants. You know, toy. And she's I'm not gonna lie, she's attractive. Yeah. Right?
You're
right,
sweating right now. You're just like, oh,
I feel
my
like
God.
I'm sweating.
It's hot.
Ooh. Yeah. So here comes hot red pants towards me, and Julius is like, oh, because I just said that. I was yeah, like, that girl yeah. was at Ugly Bugs in East Nashville right next to our house just 20 minutes
ago. She grabs
ago.
A pineapple.
And Julie, yeah. I didn't even know she was Wolverine. So, that okay, she's coming at me. You know, Julia's kind of like, you know, inching her way over, like, about right. to protect her territory. Claws have come out.
Sure. Right.
Everything's in slow motion.
Everything's in slow motion, and she goes, are you Stephen Christian? And that's a bad sign. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, right,
you know, that really, Steve? Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, it's happening.
Know, and she's like, I've seen you guys a couple times and stuff like that. Talking to me, very fan, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
yeah. hot fangirls.
Fan.
That's just not cool. Like, right. I mean, it was just kind of like, you were at my church.
Right.
You know, like, that it makes it way better. Right. Did I see you at church raising your hand praising Jesus? Fine.
Yeah.
Claws come back in. Julia's
right.
fine.
Totally
but when
cool.
it's just like, hey, right. are you in Amber Lynn? I'm Stephen
band.
Christian. I love you guys. Yeah. And this is when we are still in Amber Lynn.
Right.
And she's like, oh, that's awesome. I've been to a lot of your shows or whatever. I would love to introduce you. You know, my husband's here. He's in a band too.
Oh.
Okay.
Starts to de-escalate.
Yeah. Everything's deflated. Julie's just like, oh, I heard there's a sale of pickles. I'm heading that way. You know, that's fine. He comes over, and he's a very attractive dude, too. And anyway, so him and I start talking. And much like in very East Nashville fashion, I was just like, dude, I'm having a barbecue.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night, why don't you stop by? And so, you know, the next night, tons of people over at my house. We're all grilling out and stuff like that. And he comes over. And it's so awkward because usually Mike is like super like, you know, hey, guys,
the life
of the party. But since he knew no one.
Right.
Because these were all general market dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like no bands that were ever, you know.
Right. Third day is not at your barbecue.
No, third day is not. Nickelback is.
Right.
So So anyway, they're just, we're all hanging out, stuff like that, and stuff like that. And so slowly I, you know, kind of make my way over to Mike just because I feel bad. I invite right. this dude. He knows nobody. So I start introducing him around, stuff like that. But we just started hitting it off because, like, you know, I don't, we just, we were both singers in bands, both kind of dealing with some same stuff within our bands.
Right.
And just, man, he was super, like, loved to, like, play basketball. Anyway, and all this kind of stuff. It was just really fun to hang out with that dude. But then getting to know him more and finding out, like, not only did he love Jesus, but he actually loved Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, and his actions really just, man, I just talking him up.
No.
I love it, though. And but he's bad out. Like, he's yeah. an amazing, amazing dude.
The best part is, so we've been friends for too many years. Yes. Dude, seriously, 14 years now? Gosh. So.
Oh, Joey said call him.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you were visiting years, but it was after you moved to Nashville. So I think it was when you came and did the morning show with me back in, what, 2012, 2011?
Yes.
And we were out
that was a lunch fun month.
It was a fun month, man. We were out at a restaurant, the Fams, and in the parking lot. I don't know, you probably don't even remember this. You were like slinging this band to me. No, dude, you got to check out this band. I'm telling you, they're genuine, real deal. 10th Avenue North. And I'm like, yeah, we play them. No, dude, you don't understand the new stuff. And it was like, wow, it was the first time ever you had pushed like a quote Christian band on me. And so I was like, I gotta pay attention. I gotta see what this is about.
It's funny. I mean, and it's not even like in my wheelhouse of music that I always listen to. But
right.
man, but when you listen to the lyrics and you know that it's legit,
right.
it feels different.
That's
it's
cool,
just
man.
Different.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Joey?
Hi.
Yes! Welcome to the show.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Joey Fudge, man.
What's going on?
Dude, we are reminiscing on some music and telling stories about back in the day. And we're gonna make you feel old, too, like us, because thinking about the fact that way back when Tooth & Nail sent you guys out on a radio tour, it was the two of you coming out to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's that ironic, was, right?
That which was a fun flight. That was a fun flight.
Was it? We held hands for the first time on that flight, Joey. No. That was the first time we held hands, buddy.
Oh man.
That was a weird one. That was
dude.
I guess like we weren't super we were fairly green
Absolutely.
As far as traveling goes and you know, in the Midwest Southwest, there are all these like heat pockets in the air,
dude.
You know.
Oh man.
And so we were in the back of the plane too. So we start hitting these things and like you can hear people, they sounded a little upset.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
I think I was sweating bullets.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I grabbed Steven's hand. And Steven with his other hand was grabbing the birth bag. And
that's so true. It was bad.
Really?
And I've never experienced anything like that since. Wow. I mean, coming into Albuquerque, that bad.
Yeah.
Here's another crazy thing. I wonder if you remember this, Joey, but when we came in, they dropped us off at the hotel,
and
it was infested with moths.
Yep. Bugs. Yep. Those freaking
bugs. What was that?
It was Mothageddon. It was Mothageddon, remember?
Dude, it was. Yeah, but this was 2003, everywhere. Man. This was like, it was
dude, that
a
was
long time ago.
Insane.
Yeah, but the mothapocalypse.
They come every like 10 years. Like,
yeah.
There's like this huge thing.
I've lived here for two and never seen anything like
that's
that.
That's because you somehow missed it the second time because it happened a few years back again. Like these moth
everywhere.
Infestations every like
billions.
Decade or so.
But
they just show up.
Wouldn't they go in and like check the room before you go
I would
in
think
there?
So.
Or something.
Dude.
I mean, they were living it up in there. There was a whole colony of them.
Can we just let God's people go so we don't get more displays?
Yeah, right?
I would be like, all right!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
who's
the president and what is he doing?
They set you up at the wasn't it the Nativo or whatever? It was
the Native
Hotel and it was like all Native American.
Yeah.
Like it was kind of dark and scary and then moths everywhere.
It was really dark.
We definitely didn't like Albuquerque for a good decade. Speaking for Joey and I. That was, we were just kind of like, yep. Check that one off
but
the list.
Liked,
we are never
but
coming.
You liked people in Albuquerque.
I did. I did.
Oh, absolutely. Oh no, but as far as the city, I mean, I'm still there. I'm still right here, holding it down.
What?
Not
what?
Like
not
it.
Not caring. Not caring for Albuquerque.
Oh man, dude.
There's just too much turquoise and tan. No.
All right, we're going to be here.
What about Wolf
July?
Suit?
So let's,
Man. So we're talking about July 1st, obviously, the big show, Steven doing some solo stuff. And then are you guys going to do anything from Sins? Are you guys going to, I mean, if we're going to do Steven's stuff, why not?
Steven's not going to come up at all.
Could you please?
So. Yeah,
because
I'm not.
Okay. I still, you know.
It'll just be me.
Okay. That's my, I love it. I personally, I really do. Sponge, can we do the Sponge cover that you did? Because it's still jam in, on my.
I can.
In my, my car. I'll sing along with you. The 90s, I miss it.
This is all like a really weird, elaborate plan to basically hijack Steven's band and to save me a step. You know, I don't like meeting people.
Right.
And I also don't like, you know, effort.
Yes.
It'd be a little better if the band was just already there.
I love it. This is perfect.
You know,
right before Skip Heitzig goes up, let's hear from Sins!
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
See, I like that your favorite song isn't even one that I wrote.
No, it's still one of my favorite songs from the 90s. So I mean, come on.
It's like me and Marilyn Manson just making a career out of other people's
songs.
Out of
cover songs. Yeah. Oh, gosh. So have you guys, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Have you guys even talked about like songs that you want to do for this set?
Yeah, we're done.
You already have the set?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just use the foreign language five times.
Okay.
The intro is like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We have a 25-minute set, so we figure let's just kill 10 minutes.
Let's do 10 minutes. Man. Go big like Metallica. It'll be like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We're going to come out to the field because, I mean, that's one thing that stinks about playing in stadiums is like there's no surprise. They're like, oh, they're walking to the stadium.
Right.
So we're going to get out to the stage, and then Joey and I are going to fake a fight, and then he's going to storm off backstage. And I'm going to follow him. Then I'm going to come back out. Then he's going to come back. And that'll waste 10 minutes. Then we have a 10-minute intro. Then we'll play one song.
One song.
Got him.
One song out.
Yep.
Joey, you have to do the...
We're going to recreate Amberlynn's last show. And there will be a lot of Steven and I yelling at each other.
Oh, man.
Throwing things at each other.
Incredible.
Come out, play one song, leave.
I'm so... Dude, you have to hang out with us because we're going to be doing the morning show live, actually, from the stadium a couple hours leading up to the gig itself.
What time is that?
Yeah, no. Thankfully, it's the afternoon invasion at that point.
He doesn't
because
wake up till 4.
Yeah, but it's going to be... You know, it's
I hear morning and I just shut right down.
Dude, really, really. July 1st, of course, Freedom Celebration, and going to be hearing from Steven with the solo stuff as well as some old Amberlynn hits, man.
It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time.
We are going to have a good time. We'll see what happens.
Debatable.
I mean, you still got to make the flight. You still got to deal with the turbulence coming
you
into.
You never know.
You never know. Yeah, coming into ABQ. Steven already said no, so Joey, will you guys play Art of War? Art of War. Just play Art of War.
I don't know, man. I'm planning on getting on my flight and somehow ending up in New Jersey.
Okay.
And then
been there.
Somehow ending up in Hong Kong. And
I love everything about this. Reading any good comic books lately? Are you reading anything good? Any good books?
Actually, I just got Superman Earth 1, so I'm a little late to the game on that one.
That's okay.
I'm diving right into that, and I finally decided to go into the Court of Owls. I haven't done anything with Court of Owls.
Batman Court of Owls, for those who don't know, Scott Snyder, and he built an incredible Greg Capullo on the art.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Dude, it's really, really good. Get ready to explore some awesomeness. It's really good.
I'm actually almost finishing a book right now that I think you in particular would be super pumped on. It's called The Yucks.
Really?
And it's called The Yucks, Two Seasons with the Losingest Team in NFL History, and it's an entire history of the beginning of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yes! I'm going to have to check that out, actually.
You're not a nerd, are you?
I'm really excited.
The years 2000 to 2017.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
Last I checked, we still have the same amount of Super Bowl rings as
Woo!
You.
Yes! Love that! Thank you for that. Dude, they're playing in Phoenix this October, and I'm trying desperately to use some like press passes here to get out to Arizona to see the Buccaneers play because you know it's a lot closer than
I'm gonna
going to
try to
Florida,
get to a game in Tampa this year.
Yeah. Really? You're gonna travel? Okay. All right.
I'm gonna try.
You should tell me when that is. I mean maybe
I will.
Maybe I'll try too. I don't know.
Go Bucks.
Steven, would you like to place any wagers on this next season of the NFC South?
Why would I do that? Simply because we bet last time Saints, and I still haven't got
that's right.
You a lobster owe me a lobster dinner from the Saints beating the Bucks.
To be fair, he keeps saying lobster, and it was crab legs because
either way, I'm not getting it.
Stole some crab legs.
You know what I'm saying, Dex? Like, why would you wager? You know what?
He lost a bet, too.
Just have him Venmo you the money and just leave it alone.
There you go. I like that.
Steve has to wear a
lobster.
Freedom Fest.
I lost a few.
He has to wear a men's romper.
I put my mouth out there and I lose regularly.
He said the Cavs were going to beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said one game and they won one game.
No,
that's all
you
said
two games.
I don't even
you
remember.
You said two.
Nobody would have been on the Cavs last year.
That's true.
Especially down three games to nothing. You know?
I mean, I need more Joey in my life.
What are you going to do?
He's like on my side. You know? I love this.
I think, Joey, you missed your calling from being a now you're a producer, but you should be on the radio, man.
You really should. We could do a sports/nerd show. I've always wanted to do a sports conversation
with my buddy Kelly. He wants to do a movie podcast.
Yeah, so you'd be awesome at that, man.
That would be great.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Will you be part of my sport comic book podcast, you know, because there's like 19 of us who actually can talk sports and comics. So
I am perfectly fine with all of that. I don't need to be in the room with you guys, right?
Exactly. We'll bring the nerds and the jocks together. That's what we do.
Just no touching, no interacting, just, you know.
Just like nerd jock parties.
Pre-record my part.
Wow. Nice.
Incredible. All right. Yes, dude!
We're excited, Joey Milligan.
Thanks for hanging out.
Coming out
with us.
July 1st.
Yeah.
Freedom
yeah.
Celebration, Isotope
Stadium. It's going to be good.
No problem.
All right. There you go. Have a good day, buddy.
You guys too.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Joey. Wildfires is the name of the new album from Steve and Christian.
We're going to play it in its entirety on Friday. Steven and I are going to be kicking it in studio, taking your questions. Immediately we got questions on the record because somebody wants to know who Gloria is because they thought you said your wife's name was Julia. Mm. So did you have to have a conversation about
that?
She's hot red pants girl. Hot red pants girl. Her name's Gloria.
Wow.
Just got uncomfortable in here. It's a worship song.
Yeah.
We're going to have to.
Who knew?
Dude, why can't you be here more often? This has been one of my favorite hours.
He's got a job.
You just write songs. That's not hard.
Whoa.
Oh, we just had that conversation.
Podcast it.
Podcast that's right. There you go.
This is probably the best hour of Morning Invasion I've ever heard.
Oh.
Honestly,
wow.
I kind of agree with that.
What?
I've had a really good
time.
I really
hey, guys, if you love this hour,
top
Saturdays
20.
And Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m. Clock it.
Woo!
Weekends with Stephen Christian.
This is true. Every weekend right here on Star 88.
I love when you come in and just tell stories from, you know, the road, you know, your experiences being in the band, you know?
Yep.
Pretty cool.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
I mean, Tao's gone. Maybe I could be the third.
I always said you were the third, but then you never came in.
I wouldn't go that far.
I put it in my resume.
Have you ever seen Tao? He's very good looking.
He is good looking.
You know what's
funny, though, is that, you know, he moved to Albuquerque and he was like the scrawny guy.
He left and
he was like Jack.
Yeah.
I bet people in Nashville are like, what happened?
What happened in Albuquerque?
What's in the water in Albuquerque?
Oh, I love it.
Stephen Christian, everybody. Anne Boleyn.
Songs.
Love. I just want to go. On my road trip from Phoenix, the kids and I, we were just jamming Anne Boleyn.
That's awesome.
It's just fun to go back and listen to that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You listened to years ago.
Years
back,
and
yo.
Years.
Yeah. I listen to it every day.
No, that's a lie.
On the way home.
Oh, just kidding. I love it.
July 1st, everybody, is Freedom Celebration. Stephen Christian, along with Joey Milligan. They'll be throwing down a few Anne Boleyn songs and playing some new stuff off of Wildfires, which, again, record comes out when?
July
28th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, right here
this
at noon.
This Friday.
Noon.
Steve-O and Stephen Christian throwing down an hour of Wildfires.
It's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
Join us for Jam Boleyn. It's a jam fest of Steven and Steven. I couldn't think
you
of
wanna
anything.
You want to be the
second? Jam Boleyn.
Come in and we'll lock him out. We'll turn his badge off.
I love it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.